This is PFW in Progress.
Gentlemen, you are the top 1%.
The elite. Best of the best. We'll make it better.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to our commanding officer at Top Gun. The very first man to win the Top Gun trophy. You will not find a finer fighter pilot anywhere in the world.
Paul Perillo.
I will fire when I am good and ready. You got that?
And Andy. And Andy?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Andy Hart.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
I am dangerous.
Eric Scalavino.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I'm at it.
For now, anyway.
Heck, twice. I want some butt.
Mike Parenti.
It's your attitude. The enemy's dangerous. But right now, you're worse than the enemy. You're dangerous and foolish. You may not like the guys flying with you. They may not like you. But whose side are you on?
And you never know. Lori might stop by.
He is 100% prime time in love with you.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
Game day, Gillette Stadium. Here we are getting ready for the Jets game. The gang is all here. And we're ready for a big show here at PFW in Progress. It's Qdoba Day. It's Jets versus Patriots on Thursday Night Football.
And it's the first real open we've ever had. Way to go, Fred.
Is that how you do an open?
Game day. Yeah, that was very good.
Oh, good. Okay. That's it then. I'm done. No. What are we all pointing at here?
The Lane Kiffin story? Is that what you're pointing at?
I was pointing at Mike, because Andy was wondering who left his headphones on, and Mike was sitting there yesterday. I was throwing Mike under the bus.
No, it's a big day, and we got picks today. Jets, Qdoba, huge day. So because of that, everyone's here. Even Eric is here.
I didn't leave the headphones on, by the way, and these are broken.
Even Eric, you never come down for the start of the show. You usually wander in later.
There's like a metal piece sticking out.
Well, today he just decided to wander in for work later today.
Right.
He just got here.
What?
I'm going to be here till 2 in the morning, guy. What's the matter with you?
So am I.
Yeah, so what the hell did you come in that early for?
It's stuff to do.
People have been doing from home.
And my first order of business.
He would have done it from 2 to 6 yesterday, but.
That's true.
There you go, G.
My first order of business, however, is going to be from the second day in a row, Fred, an apology from me to you. Because you said you had a problem with Ty Law yesterday.
Yep.
And we talked about it a little bit, and I said, I don't really have a big problem with it. I know what Ty Law's all about, and that's the money. Whoever offers him the most money, that's where he goes. Well, according to the Boston Herald today, Karen Garigian reports that Ty Law took a veteran minimum deal with the Jets, prorated version of the veteran minimum. Therefore, if it's all about veteran minimums, he could have taken anyone's veteran minimum.
Right.
If he says he was really that close to signing here, why didn't he?
No,
now I'm upset.
I agree with that.
Now I'm with you. And again, second day in a row, my apologies to Fred.
But here's accepted. But here's what I have to – here's what I'm speculating went through the mind of Ty Law. You know, all the teams are pretty much, you know, offering me the same thing, which is a veteran minimum. But I'm looking at the Patriots and I'm saying, after all I've done for you, you know, Super Bowls and all this work, you know, how can you just offer me the Patriots minimum? You should be offering me more. And I think it was a pride thing for him. And although he doesn't want to get into that stuff right now, that's why he just said, well, you know what, I'll go with the Jets. You know?
Wouldn't, at this point in your career, you want to be with the team that's more likely to get you to a Super Bowl?
Well, right now you could argue that that's the Jets.
The Super Bowl.
He might believe that's truly the
Jets. Why is he obligated to come here?
I didn't say he was obligated.
But people make it seem like it's such an insult that he wouldn't come here.
Well, he's always
could have gone to 32 other teams for the league minimum.
Well, no, because only three teams were interested for one.
He was only interested in three. Well, according to what he says.
Okay.
He said I'm only interested in the three coaches that he knows.
Okay, so he's interested in three
Eric,
people.
Romeo, Eric, and Bill.
Of those three teams, all are offering about the same amount of money. You would think, you know, coming back here, the fans would adore him. He'd have other opportunities in the marketplace. Why not go back to the Patriots?
Maybe he doesn't want to be here.
Why not?
That's his decision. That's up to him.
That's
to decide.
Not what he said in public, though. He said, you know, it was very close, and I love the Patriots. I'll always
love
the Patriots.
Well, then I'm thinking there's something he doesn't want to say.
Well, I think that is
– that's going to
ruffle some feathers. I'm insulted that this team that I've done so much for is only offering me the veteran minimum. That's what I think he's saying.
Maybe.
I'll accept from the Jets – but I'm not going to accept that from the team that I've done so much for. And of course, I think the team has done a lot for him too, but that's beyond the, besides the point.
But isn't it plausible that he just thinks the Jets have a better chance of going to the postseason and going deeper into the playoffs?
It is plausible.
I mean, you can look at that on paper and say, yeah, Castle's playing well, and I know they're tied right now, but when it comes down to it, I think the Jets are the better team. He might have said that, and I think you can make that argument at this point.
Right, and he's not going to come out publicly and say
right.
that ever.
Right,
and you could make that argument, but, hey, I mean, I think, you know, Ty Law, having the ego that he has, might think also that, hey, the Patriots, the biggest need they have is in defense. If they can shore up that secondary, they'll have just as good a chance as the Jets. I'm the guy.
Well, I think you can argue both directions.
And he would get all that. He would get all the credit. If he came in here and all of a sudden the Patriots make the playoffs and go deep, how much credit do you think that would be given to Ty Law, assuming
minimal.
He plays pretty well?
Because I think his role is going to be limited,
Castle.
Too.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a chance to really be that guy.
I think he'd get more chance on this team than the Jets.
I don't know for sure about that. They're not happy with all their cornerbacks
right.
there. Oh, they just cut a guy. They got a guy going on IR.
Been very good.
How come you guys have Pepsis and I don't?
It's Pepsi right there.
Is it cold or warm?
Warm.
Oh, I don't want a warm Pepsi. You can drink room temperature water, but you can't drink room temperature
right.
soda.
That's why
I got
Pepsi.
Water. There's
right.
water over there.
Room temperature water is fine.
Could someone get me a water, please?
You have a room temperature Pepsi there?
This is the man that is a necessity on this show. We were just in a legitimate football topic, and mid-sentence.
How can you guys but have somehow, if Andy, if it was the four of us doing it without Fred, it wouldn't work.
I agree.
It wouldn't work.
You don't have a reason
for it. I'm eating Qdoba, and I'm thirsty. What can I say? Can't have Mexican food.
These chips are making me thirsty.
Right.
Boy, the number of rules. You can't have Mexican food without some soda, and you can't have soda that's room temperature. You can have water that's room temperature.
You can't have buffalo chicken pizza. If you want buffalo
right.
chicken,
hopefully
you won't belch. I agree with him on that rule.
Hopefully you won't belch on the air today now that you're not
having
soda.
And that's why there's four slices of buffalo chicken pizza left every week when we get finished.
Getting back to this discussion on Ty Law. No,
I digress.
Now he's mad that we got on a tangent.
I think that this is, you know, and I don't have any inside information. I think this was an ego move for him. I think that the team that I did so much for over my career should be offering me more than the veteran minimum. I'm going to go with the Jets.
He certainly has as big an ego as anyone.
Yeah,
so that's certainly possible.
That's my take on it. Okay. Now, the other big news, and Paul, you should probably be apologizing for me as well about, is Adalys Thomas.
For you?
There's a Boston Globe report out there today that says not necessarily is he out for the season, that he has another checkup with the doctor today.
Yes, that is accurate. I still think he's out for the season.
Right. But
I didn't say that you
there were also
wrong
published
yesterday.
Reports that he broke his left forearm. So if we're going to go by
right.
published
and
reports.
And by the way, I want
to... We just seem to go with whatever published report we want to right. these days.
I want to stick with that, too.
You pick the one that
it's
agrees
broken.
With you.
I want to stick with that, too, because Eric and Andy had it right from the start. And that's how we had it right in the paper initially off game day. It was the right arm, which Eric and Andy pointed out at the time during the game.
All Eric and Andy did was see which arm he was dangling and
hey,
protecting.
There were
yeah,
plenty
but,
of other reporters
right.
that saw the same thing and reported that it was
well,
the left arm.
That information was available to everyone.
Using his left arm and putting his right arm behind him, I generally go,
but
I bet he hurt his right arm.
Fred, on this one specifically, it's just my opinion. And I said that. It's
right.
just my opinion
I
that if he has to have surgery, I don't think he's playing again
yeah.
this year.
No. I hear
he had
saying.
Surgery.
Hey, Fred, just to get back to the Ty Law thing, too.
Yeah.
Let's see what his role is going to be with the Jets in the next couple of weeks, because maybe that's the difference. Maybe he was not as enchanted with how this team is going to use him as opposed to how the Jets plan on using him. And that could be a factor, too. I'm not suggesting he's going to be a starting outside cornerback, because I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he is that at this stage in his career. But maybe there was a different role, and maybe he just liked what the Jets were going to do with him more than what New England was.
You're right. I mean, there's a host of reasons why he chose the Jets. That's just my take on it. That's just my feeling. You know, and the tip off was him saying it was this close. Well, if it's that close, then come to the team that has.
I love that. Whenever it's that close, the answer has to be the Patriots.
Right.
You can't go
no,
the other direction.
Yeah, but it's not like he has no history here. The fans adore him. He'd come in as a hero. He's probably going to go in the Hall of Fame someday. Why not end your career here if it's that close?
Because he didn't want to.
And then the question is why?
Because he thinks he can go to a Super Bowl there. I don't know. We're all just speculating on the answer to that final question.
Jets aren't going anywhere for crying out loud. Jesus.
Well, that ends that, I guess.
He could have called me. I would have told him that. Could have saved him all that trouble.
But I think the other part you're talking about, that he's going to go into the Hall and all that, is why he's saying so many good things. He knows he's
right.
going to be a Patriot
mm-hmm.
when it's all said and done. and you don't want to burn that bridge and say they were mean to me or whatever, come out and say dumb stuff.
Well,
that's why you just kind of do it.
I know Paul
correct.
Doesn't like this, but he should get some good-hearted booing tonight.
Oh, I don't care about that. Fine. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that at all.
They'll boo this team if it sucks.
I was going to say.
Why wouldn't they boo Ty Law?
He's a Jet right now, Fred.
Right.
I have no problem when the Red Sox booed Johnny Damon. I don't really.
It's good-hearted.
Yeah. Right. I don't care about that stuff.
No batteries thrown, but just booing.
No, that's a little different.
Maybe a beer.
That's what they do in New York.
Right. That's
what
they would
just
do
those
in
Yankees. Rowdy New York
That's
fans.
What they would do in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
We just stick to racism here.
Steal Jim Rice's hat off his head.
Yeah.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482. And what?
Long story.
Long story.
I wasn't actually going to slow you down, but why is there a sign that says on air tape?
Oh, it's
well,
from
I was
yesterday.
Complaining. We had the guy who opened the door the other day, and I told Gary we should have on air signs. So he made me an on air sign. He taped
well,
it to
shouldn't
the window.
It be taped to the outside of the door?
Well,
that was the joke.
That was,
oh, okay. Yeah. So you know now that we're on the air. That's good.
Right.
That's good.
Because sometimes I don't.
I know.
No.
All right. You can tell when you drop expletives.
Belichick today? Anything?
No.
There was no Belichick.
There was no game.
Day of game.
There's a game today?
Oh, yeah.
Media silence.
12 minutes.
We've gone dark.
good open for 12 minutes.
He has his list of things he does to start every show.
Saying.
And next is locker room, and we'll have to tell him there was
there?
No locker room either.
What's the weather like tonight?
Rainy. Cold.
It's supposed to be bad. It certainly
and I'll add windy because it's always windy.
Is it raining now?
No.
It wasn't when we got
here. Sprinkling this morning.
Is that a major factor?
Well, who does it benefit if it does rain?
It benefits the Jets.
The Patriots.
You think so?
Lori Baranski.
Lori Baranski's here. You say a Patriot, it benefits
I think
the
it
Jets.
Benefits,
Eric says it benefits the Patriots. Why?
I agree with Eric.
I Patriots. Say it benefits the Patriots because if you want to say that Favre is the better gunslinger, then that slows down his ability to throw the ball, and New England has been running the ball well lately, and that gives them an opportunity to run the ball more.
They don't play on grass anymore here. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Has if, Matt Castle ever
see a game
played
like
a pro
that
game in bad
game.
Weather conditions?
I would tend to agree.
Brett Favre ever played a pro game in bad weather conditions?
Fred makes my point without me speaking.
17 years worth, but my point is if weather is a factor in the game, not it's raining and we don't know how the weather is going to be. I think the question is if it's a factor and the passing games are limited, who does that favor? I think it favors the Patriots because they lose less, in my mind, than the Jets do. I think both teams have run the ball very well lately. Both teams have stopped the run very well lately. But if you're putting it on one guy, I think that more of the offense for the Jets would be affected than the offense for the Patriots.
I trust Favre in bad weather.
I do, too.
Well,
they haven't thrown it all over the place.
Because I don't know what Castle's going to do.
You guys don't trust Favre in good weather. Now you just trust him in bad weather.
I'm not as
good on
Favre as everybody else.
Bad weather.
And I'm not like Scalavino who thinks Favre's going to throw 10 picks tonight. I'm not
that kind of guy. Bad weather snow is a lot easier to play in than bad weather rain.
Well, that's not true.
I disagree with that
it
completely.
It all depends on
if
the
you're
wind.
Throwing the ball, it's
especially
easier to throw in the snow than it is
field
in the rain.
It's not.
I think it is.
But first of all, we have no idea what Matt Castle will do with a wet ball.
No.
Like,
he's
we don't. Never done
right.
it.
We've never seen Matt
I don't
Castle
like unknowns
play
in close games.
In inclement weather. I'm just talking in generalities. You're right, Andy. We haven't
and
seen that.
But that's my whole – I think the running games, the run defenses, I think that's all kind of a wash. As Mike said, they don't play – you know, if both teams have to run the ball a lot, okay, we'll see what happens. But – my bottom line is Matt Castle will have to drop back and throw at some point. Even if you run the ball, even if it's a 3-0 game, at some point he's going to have to drop back. And I just don't know what's going to happen when that happens.
I was told by Dante Scarnecchia a long time ago that most weather is overrated except for wind.
Wind.
Wind
right.
is
Absolutely.
The toughest one.
And there's always
I totally
wind
agree.
Here, so.
Rain
Castle
and,
has
rain
thrown
and snow
in wind.
Is the same
that's
thing.
Almost a wash.
It's just wet. And as long as it's not really windy, neither one of them are really that much. Now, handling the ball for the, you know, catching and stuff like that, yeah, it's hotter in wet conditions. But the snow is going to be iced up on the ball. It's just as hard to catch that as it is just regular rain.
Plus, you know,
Castle
the refs and the wet games, the refs will towel down the ball, and then the center's hand goes on it, and he's over the ball. And then it's – so actually, you know, the quarterback, it's moist, but it's not completely wet.
The quarterback is moist?
So we can handle the
so
balls.
So are his fans.
When he what?
Mark tape. I don't know. I can't hear Paul. Is his mic on?
No, hey, it's not.
Dan Tugender. Another fine job with Qdoba. Did you get this? Did you bring this? This is good.
He didn't cook it, Fred.
No, but did you get it from the Patriot Place location? That's nice.
No, he went to Kenmore to get it.
No, it's good. It's a good grab. Well, they were bringing it up from Mansfield before. I don't know if
good,
they're
good job, off. Guys, spreading out. You know the different places people go to get.
Did we get desserts? What?
Nice job, Two Gender. Way to blow it.
What?
No cookie or
you
brownie?
Stink, Two Gender.
No cookies.
They
or
usually put them in the bag for us. How right. do you screw that up?
What's in that bag right there?
Chips.
What's in the
there's like 55
one?
Bags of chips.
Little peace
one of
offering
cookies.
For Lori, huh, to get her involved in lunch.
Peace
so
offering?
I get a piece
anymore.
For her.
Oh. You eat your muffins. They're moist. All right. So
here's Andy. The opposite of Andy, actually.
Shrunken right. head guy.
So we talked about Ty Law. We talked a little bit about Adalys Thomas in that we're still uncertain about his short-term future with the team. We don't know if he's going to be able to come back at some point or if he's going to be put on IR. So that
well,
was.
Let's talk about that for a second because Andy and I were bringing that up. Would you be willing, if you, let's say that he's out for the regular season, is it worth it to on the off chance that he might be able to play in the playoffs? What do you guys think? Andy and I think it would be.
You got 7 games left. Can someone come in who's not on the roster right now, who's not on the roster? I'm not talking about somebody coming up from the practice squad. Mm-hmm. Can someone come in that you'd have to open up a roster spot for and make a difference?
Well, just so you know, you'd have to open up a roster spot.
Well, I think there are plenty of guys in this team who don't do anything who could be put on IR tomorrow.
Well, you would, because you would be,
if you really
on,
wanted
right,
to
you'd be putting Adalys Thomas
Eric Alexander.
I actually think that's
one.
Irrelevant because that either irrelevant. Way, if I need a guy, but there's a maybe for Thomas, I'm keeping Thomas. And I put Eric Alexander on
right.
IR or mm-hmm. one of those other guys.
There's mm-hmm. plenty of guys in this team, Fred, who haven't done anything in about 6 or 7 weeks that
and
you won't
and
miss.
As usual, these kinds of things get worked out over the course of time. In the next 3 weeks, you might lose 2 or 3 more guys that you have to replace. That ends up making the decision for you. You know, right now, you might be able to take a guy like Wesley Britt or Eric Alexander. But in 3 weeks, you might need those guys.
Right.
Because Kasher could go down and Lavoir could go down and suddenly you need another tackle or whatever. So
well,
these things tend to get worked out. And I did a little research, Eric, on mm-hmm. one thing that we talked about yesterday.
What's that?
They don't always put guys on IR immediately. Sammy Morris was about a month last year before he went on IR. It was a good 3.5 weeks from the time he got hurt against Dallas in early to mid-October.
Didn't it take
it was
him
early,
that long to figure out what the hell was wrong with him?
Well, I
that
assume,
might have been part of it. Yeah.
I assume that was part of it, but also they were probably weighing their options. It was almost a month. I don't think it took him a month to find out what was wrong with him.
A lot of those guys were talking about putting on IR, too, or even if you cut a certain guy. If they needed a Wesley Britt in 4 weeks, he's probably going to be available still if he's on the market.
That's a good point, too.
So
yeah, those are the decisions
you don't even
make.
Have to IR him. Excuse me. You could just cut the guy and let him sit around for 4 weeks.
Yeah, with Britt, I wasn't talking about IR.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
Because you don't want to IR someone that you could.
Right. There are plenty of guys who are available and stay available. I mean, in 4 or 5 weeks, you could probably get him back if you really had to. So you don't necessarily have to put Thomas on IR. You could just take away somewhere else.
What's the advantage, though, of putting him on IR? I mean, if you think that he might, you know, is there a case to be made for, you know, we don't want to wait for the playoffs and maybe he'll come back. We need to make a move now and get somebody in there, getting them reps.
I don't think there's an argument on that side. I think he's too important. I mean, he's an every down defensive player on this team.
I'll let you know tonight.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, if it's a disaster and they find out that, hey, we don't have guys on this roster that we have to find out, I don't know, Victor Hobson, like Andy said, Roosevelt Colvin. Mm-hmm. We have to find somebody somewhere that can step in and do that.
But my point is, either way, you can make that move. You can make another move with Wesley Britt, whatever. The Thomas thing can be separate totally.
Now you're adding – I don't want to do that because now you're adding 3 guys that are – definitely out of the picture for you. How many roster spots can you afford to keep open that you don't have at your disposal?
Eric Alexander and Sean Crable were here all year and did nothing all year. That's what I would answer to that.
Sean Crable was inactive for the first, 5 games. Then he showed up with a shin injury. 2 weeks later, he was on IR.
Right.
They needed the roster spot. Eric Alexander.
But that was a roster spot that was useless through the whole year. Like, you didn't use that
in
roster
retrospect,
spot.
Yeah, but do you think if Sean Crable was on the active roster right now, he'd be a useless spot, or they would be using him?
I don't know.
I'm not convinced they'd be using him.
Guessing
they weren't using him before.
I'm guessing that he'd be
I think they'd
involved.
Probably use him somehow.
I would, too. I'm with you, Aaron.
They'd be using him on passing downs.
They'd be using him in some capacity.
Something, yeah.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know. I've seen him do nothing, so I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
I just think if there's any chance, you wait, because I think he's that much of a key player on this defense.
Okay. Well, you got to get there.
If you
there.
Can, I think if there's...
You got to get there.
I agree with Andy, mm-hmm. but I think the key to that is if there's a chance.
Yeah.
Not if there's a chance that he could play. If there's a chance that you can wait. And like I said, that decision might be made for you in the next couple of weeks.
Right. All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Let's see. Do we have any business to take care of? iOmega hard drives. Go buy them now. Right? It's a good Christmas present.
And if you want to see it, open up the Patriots Football Weekly. There's a huge spread in the center.
Double truck, we call it in the industry spread. So,
in the industry spread?
Good.
What does that mean?
Good Christmas. Depends on what industry you're in. That has a different meaning.
Magazine
strippers
lingo.
Has a different meaning for
right,
that.
Right. What's the matter, Eric?
Nothing.
Huh? You thinking?
He's got a mouthful.
Kind of like you're reflecting on your St. Paul's days over there. It's like you're going back in time. You're just kind of just dozing off over there. What's
nothing.
Going
it's on? It's game day. You know, I'm focusing on later on.
No formal artistic training.
Well, that's true. But I'm thinking about later. I'm thinking about the game. Paul loves the little piano keys at the end.
The little tinkle in the background.
Who did that? Where the piano?
I have a friend who's a music composer.
Really?
He composed the
score. Of course you do.
Does he have any formal music training?
Yes, he does.
Oh, nice.
He went to school for it.
Okay. Great. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing?
All right.
Yes.
What other issues of this game do we have to talk about? What are the big topics of the game? Thomas Jones has been coming on lately. Can he continue it? What type of opponents has he been having success, with in the last few weeks, and are they as good as the Patriots' run defense?
Well, I thought he ran pretty well against the Patriots in the first meeting. It just the Patriots' offense got a 2-score lead and took him out of the game in the fourth quarter. But he was on his way to a 100-yard game, 17-for-70.
And the story that everyone's been trying to write this week has been on the other side of the ball, Chris Jenkins, and how he's been, plugging up the middle for the Jets defense and their rush defense. So that could play a part tonight too, because New England has been running the ball so well, and now they're facing a team that's been stopping the run pretty well, and we'll see which one is going to be more effective.
Chris Jenkins said that he had to, took him a little time to learn the nose tackle spot, they call it the zero technique or whatever they want to call it, and that was kind of new to him. But didn't Carolina play a 3-4 too?
I don't know about forever, but not when the Patriots played him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were.
I think Capers might have played some 3-4 when he was Carolina's coach.
Oh, okay, that might be. Yeah,
I don't think that would be
before,
with Jenkins.
That was before Fox.
That was
yeah.
They had, if you remember, they had that defensive line with Peppers
You're
and
right.
Brenson Buckner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's
Chris
his name?
That was a former
Rucker. Was the guy yeah. I was going to. I was.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike Rucker
so,
and
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, I remember when they first came into the league and Capers was the coach. They were a 3-4 team, but probably when Fox came.
Yeah, that was back with Kevin Green and that whole regime.
I do think they ran some 3-4. I think you're right, Freddie, with Carolina. But I think that was probably before Jenkins.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to the picks later. I don't want to go around and ask people what they think.
No, I think that's a good I think one of the interesting things here is who is able to fill their vacant linebacker spot better, because I think David Harris's absence in that Jets line, no one's really talked about that all week, but I think the Patriots have a chance to make some hay on the ground with their best run stopper out. I mean, obviously Jenkins gets all the attention, and rightly so, but he's the leading tackler, and they're playing a guy in David Bowens. I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, Fred. He's never played linebacker before. These are his first 3 career starts at linebacker, and he did okay. He had a monstrous mistake early in the game against Buffalo, and then he kind of overcame that. And then he was okay. Last week, obviously, everything was good for the Jets. So it would be interesting to see how the Patriots go at that. And Sammy Morris looks like he has a shot to play in this game. Mm-hmm. He's listed as questionable.
Yep.
And he was on the field last week, so there's no reason not to believe it won't be at least a game-time decision this week. He was warming up last week, and that's obviously a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's
just to get back to the Paul thing for a minute, I also think it's interesting that both linebackers, at least in the running game, if this turns into a running game battle, are behind the other team's best defender. Or one of their best defenders. Richard Seymour has been playing very well of late. Pierre Woods should be behind Richard Seymour on that side. David Harris plays right behind Chris Jenkins. So it's sort of, is that covered up by the fact that you have your best front lineman playing in front of that guy? Is the Pierre Woods combo with Richard Seymour better than Bowens with Jenkins? I think that is an interesting X's and O's kind of back and forth battle.
Yeah.
you know, a guy like Harris, where, you know, the Patriots would probably be able to take advantage of it, is, you know, with the screenplay and with the play action, you know, because that's where inexperience shows the most, where you're not used to seeing that a lot. So, you know, I can remember even Willie McGinnis when he first started. He would get sucked into that screen every time. He'd go up, running up to the quarterback with his arms up, and he just floated over his head, and the guy would have, you know, 20 yards behind him. And then later on, and really it was when Belichick got here, he stayed at home a little bit better, you know. But
oh, he was staying home. I just thought he lost a step.
but with Harris, you know, those are the types of things that possibly – you know, you can take advantage of him.
But
same thing goes with
Guyton,
you know, or if he's out there, or Pierre Woods.
But those can be negated if your nose tackle is killing the center.
True.
Chris Jenkins is owning Dan Copen. And I think this is a bad matchup for Copen because Copen gives up Lord only knows how much weight. I'm not even going to use the media guides because I think Copen's might be inflated upwards and Jenkins might be deflated
downwards. They'll have to
double team
him, and then that's what every team
but I know, do it every 3-4 nose.
All of us, you know, the more you get into that, the more chances are that you're letting Chris Jenkins.
That's why those.
What is he listed
that's
as?
Why
Jenkins?
Those
349.
That's exactly why those.
He's
pure,
not 349.
A hair under tree fitty.
Yeah, that's why those pure nose tackles like Will Fork and Jenkins and Ted Washington before him were so valuable. Because you can never take them on one on one.
Right.
You know, so, you know, they're the Randy Moss of defensive linemen.
And is it Russ Hochstein? Is it Billy Yates? Is it Stephen Neal on the right side, at least? I mean, Copen and Mankins, I'll take that matchup for the Patriots any day. But those other two,
yeah.
I might take the one guy on those two.
I think you're going to see a lot more of Castle rolling out a little bit more,
yeah,
a little bit more offensive plays that flow a little bit rather than just straight drop, you know, create a pocket, because I think that's not going to be good for the Patriots in this game. I think you got to get these guys out. You got
their
get,
pass rush has been pretty good too. You're right, Fred. That might be a way to somewhat negate that.
Just get out of the pocket. You know, whether it's, you know, setting up a screen or a rollout pass or whatever, they call them a waggle, I guess sometimes. But just get
that's
it moving.
The tight end coming across.
Oh, that's actually the route he's looking for as they're kind of running parallel.
Well, they're kind of
the
yeah. He's kind of running and so you know get these guys moving. Get Stephen Neal. You know. Pulling
if he can play
and you know kind of negate that push that Jenkins is going to get straight up the middle.
There's no question Chris Jenkins doesn't want to be running sideline to sideline to chase a quarterback. He wants to push right up the middle of the field and make life tough.
So
and I think on the other side with you know dealing with the Dallas Thomas's absence, Mike the Jets and Mangini we know does exactly what Bill does in terms of game planning and he'll change from week to week. Might he say, hey, look, they're going to have some new personnel out there in different packages. Let's run some no huddle. Let's see if we can – and you made this point earlier in the weekend.
It's a good one.
It's confusing to these guys. When you had a Dallas Thomas out there for every play. So he did this on first down, this on second down, this on third down. It's conceivable you have Jarvis Green doing some of the things that Dallas Thomas did on third down, Pierre Woods doing some of the things that Dallas Thomas did on first down, Gary Guyton somewhere in the middle. You run no huddle, and that makes it hard for those different guys to get in and out of the game. And
there's no doubt they have some plays and some formations drawn up to get Pierre Woods what they perceive as out of position,
and
you know, out in the slot or doing different things. Because I don't think Pierre Woods wants to spend a lot of time on 2 feet up off the ball, way out wide, because I think he'll get grossly exposed out there.
This is a really good chess match because
on a short week.
Yeah.
Might they take Mike Vrabel? And put him, to your earlier point, Andy, put him behind Seymour and have him do Adalis Thomas's role and have the other guys kind of fill in.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the cat and mouse aspect.
In other words, just
for
this game, you think?
Going forward.
I think both teams are going to pull whatever they have out of the bag.
It's a huge game.
I think you're going to see a lot of no huddle. I think you're going to see a lot of, you know, zero backfield, all that stuff, whatever they have. You know, wide receiver screens, all kinds of stuff.
Hey, and don't be surprised if you see the wild card out of the Jets with
Absolutely.
Brad Smith.
That, out of both.
They used that before the Dolphins had it, and now they've seen, you know, that the Dolphins had some success with it. They're going to have a wrinkle or two for this game.
Yep. So, you know, this is going to be a really good game. I think NFL Network lucked out.
Now, are they streaming this online? Is that accurate, Fred?
Yes, NFL.com. You can actually watch the game online with several camera angles, so you can choose your own camera angle.
But it's the game. It's live
it's the
or
game.
Close to
it's,
live.
It's the game. NFL.
Because I know that's always the question. in New England. We're outside of the range. Are we going to get the game?
Yeah, go to Patriots.com because we're going to be featuring it and linking it right from our homepage.
Oh,
so
good.
If you go to Patriots.com tonight, you don't have access to the TV or you don't have NFL Network where you are, you can watch the game on your computer. So
good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And also what we're going to be doing, because I had some people who, you know, happen to be out in the road and they're looking to Patriots.mobi to get the updated score. What we'll be doing after each scoring play, we'll be posting the scoring play and the current score on our mobile site as soon as it happens. So if you're out and about doing some shopping or whatever and you're not in front of anything, you can take out your phone and at least get...
If you're shopping at Patriot Place instead of watching the game.
You can get the last scoring play and the current score on Patriots.mobi.
Is this .mobi thing taking off?
We have some regular, you know, it's a good amount of people that visit the site every day, you know?
So not
regulars.
Yet.
That answer brought to you by Mitt Romney.
We have some, yeah, it's people. Well, I mean, it's nowhere near Patriots.com, but, I mean, it's not bad.
I just haven't heard the .mobi thing a lot in just like in advertising.
Well, no.
It's funny. It sounds funny.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
Did you guys see the thing that, I don't mean to change the subject, but Scott Boras had a quote today about Manny. On behalf of Manny Ramirez, we will begin accepting serious offers on Friday. He's been offered like $60 million.
Well, that was a fraudulent 60. That offer gets lower and lower the more details. That's an NFL contract the Dodgers offered him.
Hey, it's Scott Zolak from, you know, Zoe Knows, and it's time for the Q-Dobin question of the week.
The Dodgers, by the way, said they'd be willing to guarantee the third year, too.
What? Yes. Qdoba question of the
it's
week.
It's time for the Qdoba question of the week. So if you call in now,
if you called in 30 seconds, that's amazing.
Gary is on the phone with our first.
You could barely hear the thing over us yapping in all corners
of
the
show. Well, somebody probably was timing it, too.
That's true. I didn't know time. I wasn't here. What time? What was the time? 12:30?
12:34.
It's only 12:32.
Dan Trugender's here with his complete Patriots garb. He looks like some kind of delivery man.
He does. It does look like a UPS
I think he looks
driver.
Like the defensive coordinator with the red on the sideline. Yeah.
Anyway, Dan's got the
minus
question.
-300
pounds. Who's on the phone, Gary?
Marty in Connecticut.
Marty in Connecticut. Hi, Marty.
How are you?
You ready?
Hope so.
Okay, Dan is going to ask you the question. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, Marty. Yesterday's lunch was generously provided by Chris in the Bronx, even though I ended up paying for it. He bought food from Five Guys Burgers. What did I call Five Guys Burgers?
I think you renamed the restaurant Five Guys and Eric.
Judges?
I'm going to need a ruling on that.
Do you want to take a second guess there? Do you want to amend that a little bit?
Maybe take a step back. Subtract.
Why don't you just give me the answer to the question?
Yeah! Yeah!
All right. Attaboy.
All right. Excellent. Marty in Connecticut with a little help from his friends. All right, Marty, you are now the winner of a 20-person buffet provided by Qdoba. And you can pick that up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba store. If you stay on the line, Gary will get your info and set you up.
Appreciate it.
All right, Marty from Connecticut, today's Qdoba Question of the Week answerer.
Now we have to ask the other questions to see if you guys can get them.
Answerer.
All right, what are the other questions?
I that's my favorite part of the show is the other questions.
Yeah,
what college did John in L.A. go to?
Oh, we know that. Oh, no, I don't know that.
Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
Trinity, he said that the other day. Matt from Connecticut called. What college is he currently attending?
UConn.
Siena.
I believe he's Siena, but I'm not positive. Mike Parenti tried to get a job at a newspaper long before PFW. What team and sport would he have been covering?
Siena basketball for the Albany Times Union.
Very good.
I didn't know that. That must have been after I left yesterday.
Yeah.
That's when you were
pretending to do Big Shot Radio.
Because of the... I wasn't pretending. Because of the weekly schedule.
No pretending about it, my friend.
Pizza Day was Tuesday. Thanks to said pizza, who burped louder than any burp in the history of the show?
I mean, come on. That's a layup.
That's easy. Fred.
Now, Paul, I don't know if you knew, but after you left...
Mike told me today.
We had a little thing that we were trying to get people to call into the big show and kind of do inside
I think
jokes
some here. Might have done the Weiner line because I have never gotten that much attention on the Weiner line.
That had to be.
So some of them
who
might
are you
have
on with?
Butch. Especially when you're on with Butch, you get ignored on the Weiner line because he says four or five ridiculously.
Because when you put a monkey on, it's easy to make fun of a monkey. Yeah.
What were they talking about yesterday on the big show?
We had mostly the Patriots-Jets game, but also the Red Sox tickets. that they decided not to raise prices on.
It's big of them. The whole economy's crumbling, and they didn't raise tickets.
Yeah, well, I see the NFL following suit with the playoff tickets. You see that? They're going to decrease the playoff tickets by 10%.
Yep.
I thought it was the first time ever the Super Bowl was going to be $1,000. Is that they're doing away with that? Or?
Well, the Super Bowl is, but the other playoff tickets, the NFL controls the price of playoff tickets, so they're going to lower those.
But the Super Bowl is still going to be first ever to
$1,000. I don't want to get into a long economic discussion about the Super Bowl tickets, but I can understand
Obama,
what they're doing.
Take it from here and give it to here.
You know, because a lot of people complain that, you know, Super Bowl tickets always get resold for 10 times their face value. And if that's that, if that's the case, then they should probably raise the price of the ticket to get closer to what the value of them are. Otherwise, you're just going to encourage more and more scalping.
Yeah, but you don't think the people who were doing the scalping wouldn't increase their demands
might,
accordingly?
But they may not get it. I mean,
there's a ceiling somewhere.
There's a ceiling somewhere, you know. The closer you can get to the face value to the ceiling, the less scalping you have. You know, so I can see what they're trying to do there.
But either way, still, you rich.
Either way, you or I can't go anyway unless
Eric can't, but you can.
I don't think I can go either. That's not how I'm spending my money, my friend.
Unless you're not going to the inauguration either, then.
Not after January 20, whatever.
If I had that kind of money, I'd have every one of those DR tools that are on TV.
So unless the Patriots make it to Tampa, we're not going, is what you're saying.
Why the hell would we?
I'll tell you right now.
Have we ever gone to a Super Bowl that we're not in?
Because you just said I would. Oh, my God.
He keeps saying, why would we?
I'm not going.
What Super Bowl?
I'm with Fred. If we're not there, I'm not going. I'm taking my ball and going home.
No, I'm saying theoretically. Andy just said Fred could go and I couldn't. So I'm saying
as a fan.
He's talking economically.
Economically.
Right. Fred could go anywhere he wants and pay to get in.
Why do you say that?
Because you're rich.
You're rich.
You're full of it.
Oh, you're full of it, and it is cash.
I got nothing. Let me tell you.
I'm in debt up to my eyeball.
I'm so poor I can't pay attention.
Oh, so that's what you're going with?
What?
That's what you're going with?
You like that?
That's an oldie but goodie, but you pulled that one off. You pulled it off real good.
What?
Who'd you get that from?
Who'd I get it from?
Oh, you wrote that one too?
I think
that's
Henny Youngman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I see what you were doing. My bad.
Henny Youngman.
Is that his?
Shecky Kirsch.
Shecky Kirsch. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. We're going to take a break.
Did you see Shaq just knock over this break. Whole pile, we'll right by back. The way?
What? I love a Qdoba Mexican Grill.
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place, a once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy, and the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs, and their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed
Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
When you've got a lineman size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender. Twogender.
April 9th, 2008. Exciting news! By popular demand, I recently started a series of full-color paintings, my first foray into colors other than black and white, of famous places around the globe. I'm starting with sites and locations where I've already been, like Italy, and will soon be visiting, including Egypt. For portraits, I'll continue to create them in my signature black and white, which I find much more dramatic than color when it comes to faces. So I think the juxtaposition between these two vastly different bodies of work will offer a compelling contrast of attention-grabbing images.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right, back here at PFW in progress.
Who wrote that one?
That was Eric. That was
Fred.
Speaking of Eric, Matt from Quincy writes in. He says, I've been away for the show a while. Any truth to the rumor that Eric is opening up a store in Patriot Place called Ass Pro?
You should see about getting a gallery.
If I did, Matt, you'd be the first employee hired.
Wow.
Oh, the jerks are called. They're running out of you.
Eric, why don't you open up a gallery in there?
You should.
There's
actually
some stores that are not sold
like
yet, right?
The father on King
I think,
or Queen.
The rent is pretty high.
Douglas? Wow.
Eric is a popularly demanded artist.
Popularly?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like grimace-inducing hits?
Eric, you should think about that. In this economy, I'm sure your paintings will
sure
die off
yeah,
the shelf.
Yeah, in this economy?
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
Of course,
in
no
the last economy, they didn't either.
Training.
Future economy, I'm not sure they will eat.
Matt goes on to
well,
say...
Well, I'll have to spread the paintings around at that point.
Yes, that's true.
Matt goes on to say, on another note, there are currently 14 undrafted free agents on the active roster. I've asked you guys before about this, but do you think there comes a tipping point when you try to patch holes with undrafted free agents? Do you think it says something about poor drafting by the scouting department, or should they be credited for finding diamonds in the rough? I think we have to credit the coaching staff for being able to win with these guys, but I think the last few drafts have been so poor that they've had to patch the roster with these guys, and it is going to start to become a negative factor on the field.
Well, we got to credit the scouts for beating the bushes to find those diamonds.
To find diamonds in the rough.
Is that number accurate, 14?
I will say that...
Sounds a bit high to me.
Not to sound like Glenn Ordway here and ride the fence, but I think kind of both of those things are accurate. I think the drafting needs to improve a little bit recently. And I also think it's a testament to the scouting and the coaching if they have that many. I didn't know that. 14 undrafted free agents currently on the roster. That's a lot. But they've been able to continue to win with that. I think that's a testament to the scouting to find those players and to the coaching to win with them.
Pierre Woods, Stephen Neal. And Jarvis Green-Ellis.
We're going to go down the whole roster off the top of your
head. Gary Gutierrez. Gary Guyton.
Matt Gutierrez.
I guess we are.
That's five.
Yeah. Well, Matt from Quincy can send us the list because obviously he's done the work.
I'm guessing they're guys from other teams too, right? Was Sam Aiken drafted?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe he was
Lonnie Paxton?
Monty Paxton.
So, all right.
All right.
Come on.
That is a high number, though, to me. I don't know what it looks like with everybody else around the league.
Yeah, that's 14. 30% of your roster or something like that?
14 seems pretty high to me.
Kamani reminds us that we have a free weekend this weekend, so he wants to know what Eric is doing. What are you doing this weekend, Eric?
We have a free weekend, so what's Eric doing?
He's opening up his Astro shop.
You know what, though? You know, look, Kamani said, ask Eric what he's doing for the weekend. Let's see his reaction. I'll bet he rolls his eyes. And you did exactly that.
Why won't you just tell us who this is?
I don't know who it is. It's some freak who's obsessed with me.
I don't buy it.
You got some big plans, Eric?
Rake leaves. How's that?
Okay. Is that what you kids call it these days?
Now,
ask Fred to borrow his leaf sucker upper.
It's going to be wet, though, this week. That's the problem.
Sunday's supposed to be nice.
I was hoping to do the same thing. What? Sunday's going to be nice? Did you say, no?
Yes. I said that, Fred. Gary said something else.
Yeah, we're supposed to get a couple of days of rain here, huh?
Yeah. And that thing won't work with wet leaves, just like your gutter thing won't.
That's not good.
All your little gadgets only work when the conditions are perfect.
Do you have that gutter helmet thing? You don't have that. Tell me you don't have that.
No, I don't have
that.
Gutter helmet.
The Robo. Okay.
I have the Robo. You know, the same company that made iRobot that made the Roomba?
Yeah.
They make this gutter cleaner. It's like a little tractor with a thing on the front, and it spins out the...
You put it on your roof, and
his gutter falls off the side of the house, catches on fire.
With him dangling from it.
I haven't tried it yet. But
like National Lampoon's Vacation?
Well, the one time I tried it...
conditions weren't absolutely perfect.
There was too much ice.
It wasn't 72 degrees with no wind.
Aren't you supposed to do it before the...
Yeah.
No offense, Fred, but it has to be perfectly dry, right?
It works better, yeah. It can be a little moisture on the bottom.
So if it's perfectly dry, couldn't you just go up to one end with a leaf blower and turn it on? It would blow them all out the other end?
Oh, you'd have to have... You know, you'd have to move at some point.
There, no? Well, he has to go up there to put the stupid little robot in there.
You still do, but you could do probably a quarter of it. You'd have to still move your ladder about four times, I would say.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I think this robot is a tremendous waste of
money. I think it may not have been a wise purchase.
Put it in the juicer.
I agree.
Why don't you put it in the juicer and make robot juice?
The only reason I say that is because I haven't seen, like, when it first came out, you saw kind of a lot of advertising for it. And it's just dropped off.
Well, that's the case with all of those things.
No, but if it was really
good, and in that short span, Fred buys it.
No, their other product, the Roomba.
Playing the role of my grandfather.
It's still doing well, you know.
I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for the Roomba.
The Roomba?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The automatic vacuum?
No. That still sells.
And I don't think anyone buys it and uses it.
The Roomba? I've never seen anybody use it.
All right, well.
Do you have one?
No.
Thank you.
No, I have the...
You're the one sucker who buys
everything. I have the Mealy. Remember my vacuum?
Yes, your $1,200 vacuum.
What?
That's right.
Almost.
Everyone thought Dyson was the expensive vacuum on the market. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Dyson's a piece of crap compared to this German one. German engineering?
It's a vacuum cleaner. It's not
an
automobile.
German?
Yeah, but I'll have this for 20 years.
My parents have had this for
about
15.
You won't turn it on more than five
times. Pretty good.
What kind is it?
Eureka?
I don't know. Eureka. But it's one of those that you convert it to the shampooer and do all that stuff. It's really good.
But your wife knew what my vacuum.
Listen. Rolling these things off my wife is by no means any gauge for anybody of any sane, you know, state of mind. She's a psychotic.
She has good taste.
She married Paul.
Well,
that's the point,
thing that we still haven't been able to figure out.
And that's why she doesn't have a Miel.
As I've said in the past and will continue to say, I got set up on a blind date by my sister. I mean, I'm such a loser, I couldn't even get my own wife.
Who knew Beth was actually blind?
She had to be.
Exactly.
Again, he gets to go into his WC Fields.
That's not WC Fields.
Who is it?
Nobody feels will be like there.
It was a little bit Gil Santos.
You want to make $5
well.
The hard way?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're right.
Boy, did he bungle a sports report I heard yesterday morning. Whew. Terrible.
Who?
You know what I think Gil is coming out from him pretty soon?
Anthony Simmons!
A report on Tom Brady's knee. I bet you he found out that he has a staph infection.
According to the Globe.
Have you read that, Calvin and Hobbes?
But what happens is it's Calvin, and no one knows that he can talk.
He's a tiger when he's with the boy. And when someone walks in the room, he's just a stuffed tiger.
He has a knack for that. I have to give him credit for that. Have you stuck to that?
Somebody's at the door.
This is webmaster Chris Ferrer from Patriots.com. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. You suck, Andy.
You notice Gary came running in and snuck this one in because it has to do with what we were just talking about, leaves and gutters. It's gutter helmet. That's gutter helmet. And it is not the actual product that Eric was referencing. It's
referencing more what Mike does on the weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, minus the condom.
Web Radio at Patriots.com. Web Radio at Patriots.com.
Some people are wearing two. He's wearing none.
Web Radio at Patriots.com is the email address. Talking about Ty Law, Larry the Drunk writes in, I believe Ty Law would go to the team that has the best chance to win, which to me is the Pats, because of the coaching and the nucleus of veteran players. Ty may have thought this too. However, a long talk with Mangini may have changed that. Mangini perhaps laid down the facts that when you won all those championships, Brady was at the controls and you guys were one of the, if not the, best defenses in the league. Now things have changed. Castle is a young and experienced quarterback who is good, but not Tom Brady. Take two, and the defense is struggling at times and is one more big injury from blowing up. On the other side of things, Mangini could have buttered him up with the growing of Favre in the offense and the dominance of the Jets' defense. I just think for Ty, the Favre run, reasonably healthy Jets, is a lot more appealing than the Castle run, banged up, sometimes patchwork Patriots, who to me and the rest of the Patriot Nation are doing a great job, but to Ty may seem like a team just hanging on. That was kind of Andy's point.
I think that's all accurate.
I think he actually made the point very well after he said, to me, that's the Patriots is the best team to go to. He made the reason why
they're
you
not.
Could legitimately argue the Jets are the best team to
right.
go to.
Dan and Roswell.
The question is, why didn't Ty just wait till after tonight?
See how things work out.
Who wins tonight? Yeah. Maybe I go there.
That's
a good point.
It's a good point. Real good point.
Like, then the question, not that it would have been totally answered, but you would have gone a pretty good way.
Hey, one less game check.
That's true. That's
I'll
another,
tell you this.
That's well, another good point
last
the other way.
Maybe it's because, you know, we're homers.
You've got to eat this week.
You've got to eat. You've got to feed the family.
Don't you think if the Patriots were to win tonight, I think it kind of ends things for the Jets. I know it really doesn't, but I think I think the Jets have to win and the Patriots don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Jets win, I don't think that ends things for the Patriots, but if the Patriots win, I think it ends things for the Jets. So I think Andy's point about, you know, wait till tonight, it's not a bad one.
Well, by things, do you mean just the division race or the postseason chances?
No, like I said, it's not literal. The Jets are still involved. But
the Patriots would be 2-0 in the series.
In other words, it would be
but
harder
the Jets,
for the Jets to get to
the
where
Jets
they
would still
go.
Only be one game behind. It'll be like two, but there's still plenty of time to catch up. You know, they could still.
They have to play the Titans.
Yeah, but they have six games left, and they would have to finish, you know, ahead of the Patriots. And like Mike said, they still, you know, solid in contention for a wild card.
Sure. Dan is from Roswell, Georgia. He says, doesn't Ty have some contract negotiating history with Bill, like calling him a liar? Maybe he prefers playing for Mangini. Not every player loves Bill.
Yeah, but he has
but
said,
he said
that
it was
is,
this close.
He played know, a whole year. He played a whole year with him after he called him a liar.
And he has said right. he talked to him, and that's all fine and all the respect. And, I mean, he's saying that could be in the end. Maybe he doesn't trust him and thinks he's a liar, but he's saying all the right things.
Michael is a Northeastern University alum.
Paul is not.
And he says, I love the show, and of course, Paul is the man. Paul, I thought you did a good job the other day on the EI. Anyways, on to my question. I was reading in today's Herald that Ty Law is actually playing for the veteran minimum, which prorated through the rest of the season comes to $340,000. Fred, I listened to the show the other day, and you mentioned being pissed off that Ty said it was this close to him signing with the Patriots. We now know it wasn't a money issue, so my question is, why would Ty choose the Jets over the Patriots? Thanks, guys. And, Paul, you rock, dude.
Wow.
Dude.
Fred was right. I think you were right to be pissed off, Fred, because it wasn't about the money. But
he has no right to be pissed off.
I think
he
has a right to be pissed off. He can do whatever he wants.
Fred, yes.
I mean, he's crazy.
But I do think that the points that everybody made, I think you could look at this AFC East and flip a coin as to who you think has the best chance to win it. Now, personally, for me, I look on the side of experience and coaching, and I say, it's hard to bet against the Patriots right now. But I can understand how someone would look at the Jets and say, well, they can win. They have Brett Favre, and he's been there, and whatever. I mean, do you think
strong
that's a argument
he's
Paul
been there
makes
for
no,
the Jets?
I would make an argument. No, I think that the argument that the emailer made for the Jets is the one I would make if I was making it. But I would tend to side on Belichick's side. I think the experience that the Patriots have been there before and done this, whereas the Jets are trying to do something they haven't done. I would side with the Patriots. No?
Freddie, what's this mosey I agree
online
with backup?
I agree with you, Paul.
What's that?
Why wouldn't someone get that instead of the their own hard drive external?
Well, I'm sure that that's a monthly fee. So
funny name, Sirius Protection.
That's what it said.
Roomba,
caught my attention. Of course,
Brent
they had a blonde
Illinois.
Telling me funny name, Sirius Protection.
Brent from Illinois.
You saw a blonde in protection. He just started focusing on that.
Brent from Illinois says, the Roomba works great if you have pets. It can get all the hair up and keeps the dogs and cats interested. Quick question. Whatever happened to the Eric fact of the day? That's a good question.
They were terrible, and he cried every time we asked him for one, so we stopped.
He obviously wasn't that interesting.
Obviously.
We had better things to do.
Plus, he cried every time we asked for one.
He did. He started to get really, really upset about it. We had these long talks going back upstairs after the show.
Eric's getting upset.
More importantly, though, I find it very hard to believe that that little disc picks up pet hair as well as a full-size vacuum.
Well, I would say...
You got to go over that spot 10 times with vacuum.
Because that's bare floor.
Maybe it does that back and forth on its own.
But very lightly, though. You can't press down on it.
Right.
Like you could with a vacuum. It just goes at its own pace.
Now, the part about entertaining your cats and dogs, I'm sure they follow the stupid thing around, but... I don't buy a vacuum to entertain them. I can buy a little mouse toy for $3, put a battery in it, and that'll entertain
them. It's a vicious cycle, Andy. They just follow the thing around and shed more hair.
Right.
And then you got to go to the spot again.
Entertain your pets. Bring TJ over. He'll walk around all day chasing after your pets. That's all he does.
Plus, if the pet is chasing the vacuum, then the vacuum needs to chase the pet to pick up the hair.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. Yeah.
No wonder no one's buying them.
Adrian from Cleveland, Ty Law may pick up the winner after the game tonight, but Ty Law's highest bidding price is probably before the game. So money overrides everything.
What?
Right, but no.
Yeah, well, that's what we all thought yesterday, but I think...
Unless there was some, you know,
some incentive,
wink and a nod.
Yeah, some incentive that we didn't know
about. An envelope
about.
Of cash got slid across the table. Hey, not that I'm accusing anything.
Yeah.
This envelope's a little light this
involved?
Month.
If Palayan was involved, I bet that would happen.
No, but what's his name seems kind of shady.
Tannenbaum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little slimy.
They're all scumbags.
They're all scumbags.
He's one of those intellectual nerds. I don't really like those guys.
Tannenbaum?
Eric?
He acts like Polian in the press box.
He does.
Oh, really?
He's a hothead.
Yeah. Oh, good. Another reason to hate him.
Let's see. Ping Pong writes in.
Ping Pong!
First, me like to say that me thinks
First
that Monday's show was an epic disaster.
I
Fred,
agree.
You are what holds the show together.
Ping
it started
pong.
By Eric correcting all my grammar, punctuation, spelling, and usage mistakes on my Monday email after Fred left.
You know what?
Eric,
it did start with that. That was it.
Eric ruined it.
Eric, you don't always have to use proper grammar. Only
yes,
pompous, troubled artists talk like that.
No.
On to the... No.
Incorrect.
I'm with Eric.
If you want to get a good job, you should learn
how
to speak
English. I actually ping pong. I agree.
So how did you end up here?
I believe that there's less and less people learning the King's English, and I think that...
Fewer people.
We're part of our problem is that...
You got your friend.
Part of the problem, that hurts our communication.
You're
it
right.
Does.
You're absolutely right.
You know, just reading emails from people.
This is the most pompous conversation
I've
ever been
involved. These are intelligent people, you know, business
people. Come
on,
as a writer, Paul,
that
doesn't bother
you. You know, communicate ideas.
Have you ever read what Paul writes?
What they're writing can be interpreted like three different ways because they're not writing.
Andy will tell you how many grammar mistakes he finds in my
I can't even text people in improper English. That pisses me off.
No, I hear you.
I have to write improper English. I have to write it grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
I don't always do that, obviously.
See, I think if you were writing something, you'd be much more apt to write it properly.
It's just,
but if
it's
you're just
nature.
Talking,
if
it's
I've been
slang.
Writing
it's,
for
it's
how many
conversational.
Years? Well, talking is
talking
one
is
thing.
Different than typing
writing.
And
we're
writing.
Talking writing and typing an email.
Well, we're talking about. Using,
I can't
using
not email. Use uppercase letters typing an email.
No, I agree.
I don't care if it's like my cousin or anybody.
But
it's
can't you argue
habit.
That texting is the modern day conversation? I mean, everybody's using that in a conversational.
That's the downfall
sense.
Of our society.
It's a bastardization.
Yes,
it sure is, Fred.
Well,
ping
it's
pong.
Also a shortening and a making it easier because you only have whatever the limited
the dumbing down of society
window is of. I agree with that, but it's the medium. It's part of how you do it there.
Right. It's got its own language.
Right.
That's like, it's a shorthand.
That's like
shorthand.
Saying Morse code or something is
right.
is dumbing down. No,
but,
they had
but,
to make it shorter.
But if you're using it...
SOS.
But,
we don't have time to write the whole
problem.
Thing. SOS.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
There
if
are
you're
far
using
fewer
it,
emergencies transmitted through right. text messages than SOS.
If you're using it in that context, fine. But the problem is people get lazy in other forms of
exactly.
communication.
It carries over.
You know,
and
spillover,
and they're not learning the proper way to do it.
They are.
And that's
not.
Why the Dow is down 17,000 points.
One
and
of the
Obama.
Problems.
That and Obama won.
Haven't
seen it go up since.
On to the game, says Ping Pong. I think that the Patriots will play a competitive game against the Brets in Rat Genie. I have always played. They've always played well in division games. I think that the pass rush, except for Miami this year, I think the pass
was that
rush.
That a Fred or was that an email?
That's me.
Okay.
That's an aside. Editorial comment. I think that the pass rush will try to get to Favre and disrupt his pass timing and put more pressure on him. Prediction. Patriots play another game where they consistently run the ball and control the clock. Patriots 17-9. P.S. Did anyone call the big show yesterday and harass Paul like you suggested?
No.
Unfortunately,
I don't
think so.
No.
But the Weiner line, maybe?
The Weiner line had some people saying some stuff, but not
about you being
not
Trump?
Anybody that I recognize. No, PS... not anything. I was waiting for people to say they saw me in San Diego, and I was
that's what I was trying to
blind drunk.
That's the message I was trying to get across to the listeners.
Ping Pong says, anybody. "P.S. Eric must love Five Guys."
Ping Pong.
You all did.
That Ping Pong is funny.
You all
Five Guys
it.
Was good.
Yeah,
it was
really good. I'm thinking about my next time I'm going to go there.
What about 4 o'clock?
When that might be? Right. No, not today.
Tomorrow.
Why?
Not tomorrow either.
Why?
I've had it this week. Next week.
All right, next Friday.
Oh, you got to ration that.
He's watching what he eats. I'm sorry.
He watches it go down his throat.
I'm trying.
Eric does that, but it's...
Oh, see.
This time he even makes me uncomfortable.
Cringe-inducing commentary from Andy Hart.
Can't help himself. How did you hire him?
I feel a little better, by the way. Anybody notice the fever's gone?
Yeah.
I'm back, baby.
What's the matter, Gary? He's just like shaking his head.
Paul from London, afternoon.
102.5, by the way, Eric.
That was your fever?
Really?
Home now, the day.
Does your wife take it anally?
I'm the one who says, you know.
We'll be back after this break from our sponsor.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Well, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway. They are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you. And mornings are always tough to get through. So, stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and Hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
Oh, my God.
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
I think we just had another one, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say yet again, and I'm the inappropriate
history
one.
History one will only be the...
There are no more great moments. There's only one.
The final moments.
You just made it.
Progress.
That's the last one.
Final moment.
And our last show. Thank
you. Gary has a good idea for a new segment on the show. Because on the PFW in Progress, they have that little chat thing. Hmm. And every once in a while, somebody will come in who's new to the show or to the site.
Sure.
And so Gary wants to do a new segment called Let's Meet Our New Listeners. And so when people say, hey, I'm a new listener, we'll find out what they said. So this week's new listener is from Lois. She says, hi, guys. I'm Lois, and I'm from Montreal. Just started listening to PFW back in August.
Bonjour.
I'm kind of a podcast kind of girl and listen to them whilst sitting in traffic.
Whilst.
Are you sure about that?
Come on, Fred.
He is right, but, you know, not surprisingly, he had to correct you in the middle of your reading.
Love the guys and their random anecdotes.
What I do, Fred.
Most importantly, I love the pass, and I'm looking to go to the Arizona game in December. It will be my first trip to Gillette. Do you guys have suggestions for a hotel in Foxborough?
Is that thing in Patriot Place going to be open by then?
No.
Then not that one.
When is it open?
Then not that one.
Until May.
When does the GNC open? Can we get a
that's open now, isn't it?
Flyer on that one.
Four
really?
Seasons downtown.
I think
Boston.
That's open now.
So
I may have to go take a walk.
So
today.
Gary will, or we'll find people who are
stay
new
in
to
Providence.
The
it's close.
I have
it's
a place.
Nice little city.
The Westin.
Stay at the Westin in Providence.
Well, I would
nice you're, little you're walk around the city there.
If you're here for just the game and you're in and out, just that night, then stay close. Probably the Four Points Sheraton on Route 1. But if you're here for an extended period of time, stay in Boston. So you can do other things.
Best travel city in America. Did you see that? They won some poll. Travel and Leisure magazine named them the
best. Which one, Boston or Providence?
Boston.
Okay. How about the Red Fox Motel down the street?
I tell you, if the walls could talk at the Red Fox Motel, the place has stories.
What would they say?
About you?
Oh, they have stories.
Stories about you?
Not me.
Not me.
You've never stayed there?
I stayed at the end zone one night. There were stains on the floor that looked like some murder had happened there.
There's a good reason for that. A murder had happened there.
And there was a chalk outline. I don't really know what that was.
I literally did not take the sheets down. I just slept on top of the bed.
Yeah, you know how Paul and I feel at Super Bowls.
It's true.
Well, you guys don't take the sheets down?
No.
At Super Bowls?
Because the hotels are like that.
Well, first of all, one of us had to always stand guard at the door and make sure no one barreled us over.
And shifts. Like those Dateline specials where they take the black light and they run it over
you
the
do
hotel
that,
sheets.
You wouldn't see anything because it would be one continuous stain.
Big white stain, yeah.
You do that at nice hotels and you could probably
find
something.
All right, yeah. So people, keep going to pfwinprogress.com. And
order
also,
a T-shirt.
T-shirts. Buy your PFW in Progress T-shirts.
Yes.
A few left.
Just a few.
And really welcome, is. Lois.
I'm not just doing one of those infomercial things. It used to be you couldn't see you in your office with all the boxes. Now there's like a couple boxes left.
Right.
Carol comes in every once in a while and takes them. I don't know what she's doing with them.
Selling them.
And she's got a side job.
I know she's got a side job. That's why she leaves at 4:30 every day.
There's at least two or three of her utilities that are getting paid with that.
Freddie, we have to get cameras in here.
Cameras?
Yeah, when you said I stayed at the end zone, Eric cautiously looked at Andy. I think people should need to see that.
Oh. Wow.
This would be a good simulcast show.
Have you been to the end zone?
Well, if you had stayed at the end zone, that would have been a layup for Andy.
Right. It's a little different. You have.
It was funny, Eric. You're like, oh, no, don't say
anything. Colin writes in. He's from Connecticut, and he has some over-unders. Patriots versus Jets. Matt Castle throws for one TD and 200 yards. Over or under?
I'm going to say with the weather, under.
Really?
Yeah.
I say over.
Over.
I'll say over, too.
Over.
I'll say over because those are pretty modest totals.
I'll say under the yards and push for the touchdown.
Brett Favre.
How do you give two numbers and say over?
Push.
Yeah. Brett Favre throws for two interceptions.
Under.
Under.
Over. Over, Eric.
Three.
Homer says.
Yeah, Homer.
Jets defense allows 100 yards rushing.
I'll say over.
Over.
Over. Oh, okay. Pat's defense allows Thomas Jones to rush for 100 yards.
Over.
So we're going team for the Patriots, but one individual for the Jets.
Right. Right. So team over, probably Jones.
I'll say under.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think
but the Jets will rush for 100 yards as a team.
Yeah, I agree with Paul.
Midseason, Pats have 11 wins.
Midseason.
I think he says midseason, but I think he means at this point. What
physical impossibility.
I'm going to go under.
Under. I think that's what they'll have.
Push. I don't get the question.
What's the question?
Will they have 11 wins?
At the end of the season?
Of course.
Then push. I think they'll have 11 wins.
Because we're at the midseason.
Look, 8 games. There's only 11 of them.
Yeah, you can't.
Who made this up?
I'll go 5-2 down the stretch.
All right.
You guys can't figure out what he's talking about.
No.
The poor guy. Colin, I feel your pain.
11 wins. Over under.
Push.
Sure, push.
Push. Pats win one playoff game.
Over.
Over.
Under.
Over.
I need to know the circumstances of that playoff game.
Oh. Pats have a player award at year's end, such as MVP or Defensive Rookie of the Year. So they have some type of...
Over. Or push. I don't know. Mayo.
They'll get one.
Yeah.
Right, Mayo's got a real good shot at that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Push. Whatever you said.
The thing with the playoffs, if they're the division winner, I think they win a game. If they're a wild card, I don't. If they're a wild card and they go on the road, I think they lose.
And you think that's decided tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Big game.
Big game tonight then, huh?
It's kind of like 3rd and 10. Big Paul's game calling now. This a big game.
This
tied to the division lead.
It's a big game
now. This just
now.
In. Fourth downs are even bigger.
Thanks.
Kieran from Ireland. Hey, guys, and Eric, I haven't emailed in a while. This is because
that's always
why
funny.
Do you laugh at that? Every
it's funny.
Time.
Funny.
It's kind of like.
It's kind of become like a. Yeah, that's
oh,
standard.
Trite. Yes, it's become trite. You're right.
Not trite. Standard.
Not tripe.
Not a cow's
in. I haven't emailed in a while. This is because I turned 18 about a month ago
and
I went to Amsterdam. Let's just say
he went to Amsterdam.
Let's just say I had enough taco fiestas to last me a lifetime.
Everything's legal in
Amsterdam.
Yeah,
prostitution's illegal there. Or legal. Right.
Definitely the most fun I've ever had. Drinking doesn't seem as fun anymore when it's legal. Please, Fred, never leave the show again. It made me realize that you are definitely the MVP of the PFW in progress.
True.
Paul is a close second.
Not true.
He reminds me of my dad, ball fat, heavy drinker, and he's been unofficially retired for the last 5 years.
Absolutely. You nailed it except for the drinking part. That's just according to Andy.
Well, you're a heavy drinker.
Right? Yeah, I'm a real heavy drinker.
You're heavy and you're a drinker.
I'm heavy, no doubt about that.
Just kidding.
I'm not a heavy drinker.
Should have stuck with... Your joke you ended last segment with, because now that wasn't very funny.
Matt,
not allowed to say that again.
He'll never talk.
Matt
that
from
one.
Quincy says he'll get back to us on the undrafted free agent list because he's painting a room right now.
Prioritize.
Well,
will you?
Give us 5 minutes.
Later, he came back to us.
Are you doing it in black and white?
No, by popular demand, he went color.
I see what you did there.
You using the light bright?
I'm not. No, I'm not
Eric's signature black and white. That you invented black and white portraits?
Let's see.
I invented it.
I didn't say invented it.
Also didn't
Brian from Honolulu. We haven't heard.
I sort of invented
that. Black and white radio.
We haven't heard from Brian in Honolulu in a while, but he wants to talk about politics and economics.
Yeah, delete that one.
The only thing I'll say is I agree with that Andy is an idiot.
Yes, I agree too.
But let me guess. That's because I like McCain.
Well, you don't have any idea what people are talking about.
Okay. According to Brian in Honolulu?
Right.
Okay.
The political center is Honolulu, right. I think, in this country.
Kamani also.
Oh, by the way, I saw
Obama.
Your boy Obama changed again.
Hawaii.
Right.
No. First, no correlation.
First, Fred, there were no lobbyists were going to be allowed in his administration. Now, well, maybe some lobbyists, depending on how things work out. Funny how that works.
The rules change as we go along.
Like lying his ass off.
Oh, now, depending on how everything works out.
Turned into something from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Roscoe Pico.
Roscoe.
Kamani also says, who produced that commercial for Patriot Place, the one featuring all those annoying Yentas? Makes me not want to go to Patriot Place. I mean, really, Fred, I never heard so much excitement for a Red Robin restaurant. It's a mall. I don't listen to it. Do we have a lot of women in that commercial?
Women, you don't
again?
Listen to
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin.
Then we finally got our food from Red Robin 3 days later.
Strippers, in answer to your question, take the blonde first. The brunette's okay, too.
What do we got here?
Candidates.
We are helping strippers do a little scouting and see if he wants to add some talent to the team, if you know what I'm saying.
Chris says...
No, what are you saying, Andy?
He wants to add some talent to the team.
Patriots? Chris
no.
These guys get a little quiet over here.
Wait a minute. You just handed me the damn picture.
He's shaking his head again.
Well, Fred started reading, and now you're all just blabbering.
That's what we always
do. Not sure where the one on the right fits in, other than maybe the kitchen.
No.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
That's okay.
Strippers does.
I think they can figure it out, Fred.
The two in the
all
middle.
Right, Fred, go ahead.
Is all he's asking about.
Chris writes in, Ty Law chose to go to the team in the Jets with the highly inconsistent quarterback of the team that has barely beaten the Chiefs, the Bengals, and a loss to Oakland over the not as flashy but consistent Matt Castle. I can't wait to see Wes Welker torch him all night.
What? Well, this team barely beat the Rams, and the Jets beat them by 44.
And the Chiefs, and the Jets beat the Bengals by 12.
Oh, it's all stupid.
The blonde, hands down, strippers.
And I don't even really like blondes. So.
My hands would be up, if you know what I'm saying.
Or down.
Steven in Oregon City, Oregon, which is
like
near
Bud
Portland.
Bundy. Honk, honk.
Tune in Tokyo.
You ever been to Oregon?
Never.
Never.
No. I've been to Oregon.
You've been to Oregon. Ever been to Portland?
Yes.
Yeah? Nice place?
It's okay. It was only there for one day, though. One night. Microbrewery.
Northeastern,
so, you know,
playing a basketball game over there?
I didn't get a chance to drink because it was a microbrewery.
Oh.
Like that ever stops you?
Couldn't drink.
Were you there for a Northeastern basketball
game?
You guys could
in San Diego.
You guys know how I'm a heavy drinker, so yes. My enjoyment was taken away from that. It was not a Northeastern
Steven
game.
Steven writes,
cross country.
I was wondering if you guys had a favorite color. I think I could guess here. So here goes. Eric is pink. Fred is red. That's how you like your meat cooked along with your taco fiesta. Andy and Mike are off-white. Dan, two-gender, is, never mind. There is no color for screwing up. Paul is red, white, and Patriots blue. Wow.
Paul, the email is the worst email ever written because he's so wrong.
And anyway, just a quick thought, what you think will be the main point of the offense. Will they run the law firm or will it be Castle Air Attack? Thanks for the great show, even the ones with Eric.
That's unnecessary.
I would say they'll be complimentary on offense.
I think they're going to continue to be run heavy.
Well, but I just think that the Jets are going to be able to stop the run. I think both teams are going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah, I think they're going to continue to rely on the run.
But what if they can't? What if it's not working?
Then they're going to be in trouble.
But what if the weather doesn't
allow
them to?
I know they've run the ball 40-something times, but I don't know if the word rely is it, like. I know they need to be balanced. They need to have a lot of carries. But does my microphone sound funny or is that my headphones?
I think your
ears. Just your head.
I hear you fine.
I still think they've made plays through the air. Well, I have these new headphones thanks to Mike, who left the switch on my regular ones yesterday.
No, he didn't.
So Gary had to bring in
the bad ones. It was Mike's fault. It was definitely Mike's fault.
I think they've shown that they need to make plays through the air or with Castle. He's had a couple runs on third down. He's making plays with the ball in his hands.
I'm not saying entirely run. I think they're going to be
Princess Leia headphones.
They are.
Only Eric left.
That's why I said it to Eric, because he's the only one that would get it.
How could he possibly be so indispensable?
I don't know.
But he is. I'm no longer denying it, Paul. But it's a fact.
What if we decided it makes for a perfect TV commercial? A monkey.
With a pointer.
I say no more. Fred is the monkey of this show.
You put a monkey in human clothes, you have my attention.
And we have a host for this show.
It gets me every time.
And a host for this show.
And an editor-in-chief of Patriots Football Week.
Gary's rubbing his head again.
Chris writes in, also, an interesting stat to follow. Since Favre threw 6 TDs against Arizona, he has thrown 4 TDs and 8 interceptions to Matt Castle, 6 TDs and 7 interceptions.
What?
Great.
Okay. I didn't get it.
It's another one of those. We're going to take out the other team's superlative, whatever way it happens to be, and then we're going to match it up.
We're just going to skew the numbers the way we want them to be skewed.
Well, that's why we're PFW in progress
that's
and not Jets in progress.
But even we don't say, you know, let's take out Castle's 2 interceptions in one game, and he only threw 5 all year or whatever. You know.
Yeah, we did kind of say that about the one Welker fell down on.
No, but I think that he played really well against St. Louis, but you can't take stuff away. You can't take away 5-6 touchdown passes. Just like you can't take away Castle's 3 touchdown passes against Denver. You played well that night.
Damn right.
Brent from Illinois, don't you guys think that maybe we mess up the emails to see how Fred stumbles along?
No.
If we only knew Fred
no.
was leaving on Tuesday and Eric was taking over, isn't Tuesday Eric's day to play artists and not work on sports? Our email would have been goodly wrote.
Was that added in by you or the email?
Goodly wrote.
Is Sammy Morris going to play tonight? Gut reaction from each of you.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I say
Paul's
yes.
got the biggest gut, so his is right.
Oh.
That's just unbelievable. Oh, he's crying.
My feelings.
I just think this is one of those where it's going to be this close, like Ty Law would say, and he's going to come back next week.
Yeah, because of the weather, I think they'll hold off for a week.
Just a little bit of everything, and then you have that extra 10-day window, and he's full bore, ready to carry the load until he gets hurt again.
And maybe by then, Lamont Jordan comes back too.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
The amount of injuries, the amount of, like, out guys could hurt that too, you know, with Thomas and Wheatley definitely among the eight inactives. That could make it difficult. But I think he's got a shot. I think that I think he's making progress, and I think the fact that he was able to work out before the game last week, even though Bill sort of downplayed that during the course of the week.
Oh, good. He talked about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was starting to doubt whether I'd actually seen it.
It wasn't necessarily a question specifically toward Morris, but in general, when a guy's working out, and Bill went through one of those long explanations of how many different things that could mean. It could be just as part of his regular rehab.
I would do every single week, by the way.
It could be part of his legitimately a game-time decision. You're working him out to see if he can go. There's a lot of different stages in between. So we don't know why exactly Morris was out there working out, but I think he's close.
Oh, I think he's close, too. I think he's closer now than Jordan, which
And if you remember when we talked about this about 3 weeks ago when we had that little tip about what his injury was, that they said, you know, he'll miss 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 at the most. That's going to have him in line to possibly return tonight.
This is right around the time. Well, Jordan clearly suffered a setback.
Not necessarily.
I think
now it's clear.
I think Jordan suffered a setback. Hasn't Jordan gone from questionable
to
doubtful?
Hasn't he gone from questionable to doubtful?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's pretty obvious he suffered a setback. I'm just using the head coach's words.
No, I know. I knew what you were doing there.
Let's see. Dana in Brighton, England. I was watching NFL Network, and the king of all Patriot haters, Marshall Faulk, suggested there could be a quarterback controversy if Matt Castle managed to win a Super Bowl this year.
At first,
I laughed at it, but then he brought up the point of how QBs often aren't ready after knee injuries, and having Matt Castle around could be a safety net for the team if Brady isn't ready to go.
That's a real expensive
Your
safety
views.
Net, huh?
They're forgetting that if Castle goes to the Super Bowl, he's not going to be here next year.
He's a free agent, right?
So what are you going to do? You're going to sign him for a 4-year extension to be a safety net and have two multi-million-dollar quarterbacks on the roster?
I think the only way is if you decide you're going to franchise him. That is the only way you can keep him, and you take that $10 million or whatever it is cap number.
And I don't think
which is ridiculous because he's not worth $10 million a year.
The bottom line to me is value. And that doesn't. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it doesn't seem to be in line with the way Bill has done things. I don't think he sees that kind of value in a backup quarterback. And if Tom is not ready at the start of next season, then Kevin O'Connell, I think, is going to be the guy.
Since we're just playing purely hypotheticals here, hypothetically speaking, Tom Brady's career is over. Like, something happens.
That's different.
No, I know, but even then, I'm not sold that what value I'd put on Matt Castle. He's had a nice seven-game stretch, whatever it is here.
I'd see if I could get him to, like, remember the extension that Brady signed originally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd see if I could get him on one of those. Well, you did it for a little while, but you're not really established yet.
Right.
Right.
You know, we'll give you a 3-year deal, I don't know, $5 million a year?
Yeah.
Six,
18 to 20 million
total speculation. Oh,
yeah.
It's
not going to happen, but it's, you know, hypothetical, like you said.
Now for my second point, says Dana. Robert Kraft, I want to know your opinion of how Kraft ranks among the best owners in the history of the NFL.
One.
Since 1994, he experienced immediate success with 96 Super Bowl, and then later the Belichick and Brady era. He's transformed the Patriots on the field and off the field by building the excellent, he said Foxborough Stadium, he means Gillette Stadium.
Whoops.
If he keeps it up, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's already a Hall of Famer in my book.
No question.
Definitely.
Let's build his own wing for him.
Yeah. Matt Quincy has the list of undrafted free agents. Eric Alexander, B.J. Green-Ellis, Matt Gutierrez, Gary Guyton, Chris Hansen, Larry Izzo, Mark LaVore, Stephen Neal, Lonnie Paxton, Antoine Spahn, Ray Ventrone, Pierre Woods, Mike Wright, Billy Yates.
Okay.
14?
That's why I thought there had to be a lot of them from other teams in there.
Right. Guys like LaVore.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Anson Izzo.
Yates.
Frank from Old Hickory, Tennessee.
Hey.
Ty Law did not decide which team to play for based on who has the best chance to win. You hit it on the head when you reiterated what he said. A guy's got to eat. How vapid is that? Law is of the mentality that money equals stuff. Respect. Actually, money is all that he cares about. He's made that abundantly clear. I love the Patriots as a transparent, feeble attempt to convince himself. If you even for a moment entertain the thought that Law would return to the Patriots, you were not paying attention to what he was saying when he left. Leopards don't change their spots. The fact that New England has been able to continue to compete at a high level after a number of significant injuries is a testament to the scouting and the overall philosophy of Pioli and Belichick, and we should appreciate it more than we do. This falls under the we take it for granted category. I'm sure you guys know this, but it bears pointing out that your show is extremely fortunate to have Gary producing great work.
Is this Gary's cousin?
Somebody related to Gary.
We all thought that that was right.
What was that? I was playing solitaire.
We all thought that was the case with Ty Law, but it obviously wasn't, because it wasn't about money this time. He took the veteran minimum. He chose the Jets. So,
and that's really hurting Patriots fans.
I was as shocked by that as anyone. I thought for sure. I said it to Fred yesterday. It has to be about the money. The whole thing. I was this close. You know what it means to him. They offered me a little bit more money, so I took it. That's what it's always been about for him. But in this case, I
better change that SPFW answer.
I think it was all veteran minimum. So what's the difference?
All right, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, it's time to go around the league and do our picks.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com. Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins. We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, do you have any idea what Doug looks like? Bye.
That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kurt.
All right, welcome back. We're back.
That's another thing I'm coming to realize. 16 out of the top 20 moments in PFW and Fargo's history involve Fred.
Oh, yeah. That was someday. he was sitting right there, and I'm sitting there with a Patriots United, and you would think he'd know it was me.
In a tiny little restaurant in Bass Pro, where you could look around the room in two seconds.
This radio
and see
studio is bigger than that.
I was looking around. I'm like, now which of these people look like a PFW Progress listener? And they kind of all did.
Probably says something about our demographic in Bass Pro.
True.
All right, it's time to go around the NFL as we do every week. And Paul, why don't you fill us in with last week's results?
Well, once again, this is just really becoming sickening. But the overall, there was at least a difference this week because Andy and Mike both went 12-2.
Wow.
Fred went 11-3. I was 10-4, and Eric was 9-5. But with the spread, I mean, I don't even know why we bother even competing. Fred, 10-4 with the spread again. Just unbelievable.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Oh, I can at this
point. Still has no stones and is yet to make a real bet.
Andy, Mike, and myself.
It's against the law.
9-5. Eric, 8-6.
Ooh, 9-5.
I
got to be knock, knock, knocking on 500.
So real.
No?
Real quickly, here are the season standings. Fred, 99-45. Andy, 93-51. Eric, 90-54. Paul, 88-56. Mike, 86-58. With the spread, Fred, 87-52-5. 87-52-5. I thought I was having a good year. I'm 77-62-5, but I'm losing by 10 games. Eric and Mike, 71-68-5. So it's been a good year with the spread. Four out of five listeners.
That is amazing that we're all over 500.
Andy, 66-73-5.
Oh, I'm knocking on the door.
He's the one dentist who didn't recommend trying.
The last dentist caved.
And I can't even say that you guys copy my picks because I always go last. So
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. And we can't say that you're copying our picks because you're winning
against us.
You're winning by 10 games.
All right, let's start it off with Denver at Atlanta.
And by the way, and I know that we emailed the pick in, and I know James likes to keep track. We all ended up taking Indianapolis last week. The Steelers were favored by 3.5 on game day. We all took Indianapolis outright, and except for Eric, who took Pittsburgh. So Eric was the only one who got lost for that game.
See what happens when I pick those losers?
Both the game and with the spread.
Yeah, so, like, bet on the
There field. Is another game off the board this week, Gary. You want to see if you
overrated
can find something. Chicago at Green Bay.
I agree.
I know Kyle Orton is still up in the air. See if you can find a number
on that
one.
I heard he might play.
Yeah, well.
But anyway.
Obviously, Las Vegas did, too. That's why the game's off the board.
Or the ESPN screen said, Orton might play.
So what do we got, Denver and
Denver at
My
Atlanta?
Sources.
Denver at Atlanta.
Denver at Atlanta.
Falcons by 6.
Wow.
How far the Broncos have fallen. That's amazing.
Chicago at Green Bay.
I will.
I was talking to. He asked me a question.
You're throwing too many things at me at once,
Eric. No kidding. I will take Atlanta at home. I know they have a rookie quarterback, but they're just the better all-around football team. Denver stinks.
I'll take Atlanta outright, but I'll take Denver with the points. I think that six is a lot. I mean, Atlanta's a nice story, but Denver can still light it up,
Michael
too.
Turner will rush for 6 million yards.
Six million yards?
Broncos stink.
I'll go with Atlanta, and I like that number. I'll take them both ways.
Yeah, I agree with Andy. Michael Turner, I don't see Denver having any answers for that. I think Atlanta wins this game easily.
I'm going to go Atlanta with the win, but Denver to cover in this game.
So nice. You got that win going for you there, Mike.
Nice.
All right. Detroit at Carolina. Detroit at Carolina.
Carolina by 14.
Oh, wow. Dear Lord.
Wow.
Dante Culpepper to start yet again.
Wow.
If that helps you. Help me.
It does and it doesn't. I don't trust Carolina. I'll take Carolina to win. I guess I'll take him to cover. I don't like the number at all, but hopefully I'll get a Culpepper fumble and touchdown for the Panthers. I hate big numbers like that, but I hate the Lions more.
They can't cover that. Delhomme just threw 4 or 5 picks last week.
He was 7 for 27 for 72 yards with a touchdown and 4 picks.
That's awful. He's been far too up and down.
I had JV games that I was better than that.
I mean, Carolina's going to win the game, but I'm going to take Detroit to cover.
I'll take Carolina to win the game, too. And
just so everybody knows, Eric doesn't have his. He usually has a rundown in front of him. He prepares beforehand.
Yeah, I forgot it was
Thursday. Throw you off.
It's game day. He's
I'm
all out of whack.
Focused on the game.
He
Fred.
Came in 4 hours.
He just got here. Just pull the pick out of your ass like I do.
There's something else.
There's other things you pick out of there.
I thought you were going to say there's other things in there. I thought you were joining the fun here.
No.
No.
How would Eric know?
No, we're not having fun.
Carolina.
Yeah, I like Carolina here, too. If Orlovsky were healthy, every game I think that he played was very competitive for Detroit. But
not with Culpepper.
Sorry, I can't take Dante Culpepper. I think he'll find a way to cover the spread for the Panthers himself.
Now, they cut Drew Henson. He was on that roster?
Drew Henson, I believe, yes. Not Drew
Detroit?
Stanton.
Well,
Drew
I was Henson, wondering. Yeah. I heard it on EEI, so I always question anything I hear. On
I didn't know he was still in the
it's
league.
That's a good point.
Idea. I didn't either. That's why I thought my boy Drew Stanton got cut.
No, I think they like Stanton.
I like him.
We know you like them.
Definitely, Carolina wins the game, but this is a big number because you know
it is a big number.
You got Detroit, and you don't know what's going on in the locker room. They could play. We can't be a team that doesn't win a game. They could play just tough enough to keep it closer. I'll take Detroit to cover. What the hell?
2 for 2.
That's how he ends up though with this massive lead. Yeah. Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, hey, what the hell?
87. You know, 52-5.
He's me when I played blackjack once, and all of a sudden I was up like 400. Then I'm just like, woohoo, let it ride, go whatever.
Double down. You really want to split those kings?
Playing with the house's money.
Philadelphia at Cincinnati. This should be a big number.
The Eagles by 9.
The Eagles by 9 on the road.
I will take the Eagles to win and cover. A side note too. Just I've heard it a million times about. Carson Palmer's never been the same since he hurt his knee. Yeah, he's never been the same since his elbow blew out, and he might have to have Tommy John surgery. So there's
might
no...
that be the reason why he has the elbow problem? Maybe his leg couldn't have affected his mechanics?
No. I'm just sick of the Carson Palmer Tom Brady comparison.
No, that's not possible.
No,
you blew it.
That's not possible.
It does happen.
Maybe the rag getting shoved down his throat.
You blew it.
The
fact
that
you defended is now having complications and having his knee reconstructed.
No, I didn't actually.
You lost that
I
one.
Didn't, actually.
You take the loss.
Sorry. Like the doctor, I didn't see the one in a million chance that he was going to get a staph infection.
And that's why I said you don't make any guarantees. That's why I won the argument.
And I believe what I said was, yeah, even when you get a tooth pulled, you could die. I didn't assume he was going to a Mexican doctor.
You lost, bitch.
Back alley.
Can I just finish the thought on that in all seriousness?
Finishing the thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric.
Previous drive
Thank
was
you,
respotted.
Eric. I'm getting a lot. In baseball, there are loads and loads of Tommy John surgeries. Andy, that are caused by other injuries.
What?
There are tons of arm injuries in baseball.
Oh, I know that.
Caused by other injuries. So
I know
I don't
that.
Think it's out of. I have no idea what Carson Palmer's situation is, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's absolutely plausible.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
Injuries that created other injuries.
Another point for me. And the Eagles both ways. Let's move on.
I'll take the Eagles to win, but I'll.
Actually, my argument's going to be even better when he nearly died from a staph infection and still returns and throws 4 touchdowns
we'll
on opening day 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles to win, but I'll take the 9 points. I don't think the Eagles have played that well offensively, and I think the Bengals, at least recently, have been a little bit more competitive. And they certainly put a spirited game together at home against Jacksonville. Maybe they'll try to do the same thing against Philadelphia.
I have a feeling Philadelphia's going to come out and have a big game. I'm going to take them both ways.
Nice.
New Orleans.
What is the table?
Mike is like, yes.
Keep my fingers crossed.
One of these weeks, though, Mike, you know it's going to come all crumbling
down. I don't think
down.
You've had a losing week yet.
I will piggyback the week that you go 1-12.
New Orleans at Kansas City. New Orleans at Kansas City.
New Orleans by 5.5.
I hate New Orleans, but I'll take them to beat the Chiefs. And I'll take the points. Chiefs been playing tough. Why not? They both stink.
At Kansas City?
Correct.
At Kansas City.
I'll go with the upset. Chiefs both ways.
Oh, boy. Ugly. I'll take New Orleans both ways. Chiefs are awful.
I will echo Andy's pick and take the Saints, but I'll take the 5.5. Tyler Thigpen has played pretty well and had the Chiefs been competitive.
I'm going to take New Orleans both ways in this game.
Damn it.
I think they cover.
First loss for Mike.
Shoot. What did I just do?
Oakland at Miami.
Wait a minute.
Well, I figured you lost the games. I was going to move on.
Oakland at Miami.
Oh, here it comes.
No, we have to go in order. It's going to be on.
No. Baltimore at the
no.
Giants. Baltimore
no.
at the Giants.
Giants by 6.5.
I'll take the Giants to win and cover. Best all-around team.
Giants both ways. The juggernaut rolls on.
What's the number?
Not too much of a homer pick.
Not too much of a homer pick. I picked against him against several teams already this year.
I don't really care.
Not like you. I don't pick the Patriots every week.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Well, pretty much every week. Ever since
you don't care because you're wrong.
But what you picked, I don't care.
What are we talking about?
What?
What?
I said,
you'll have to excuse Mike. He's got two arguments going on at the same time.
I'm trying to deal with two meatheads at the same time. I can't satisfy both of them.
You said, I'm sorry. I don't pick the Patriots every week. I said pretty much every week.
Paul's never been in a gym in a life. I'm pretty sure he can't be called a meathead.
Upset alert, Paul. Baltimore wins this game.
Has Eric been in a gym?
Come
on. He's been in
but a gym's been in Eric.
You should see the look Eric's giving me.
Good for you for actually predicting an upset that would actually be an upset.
Yeah, for one.
I'll take the Giants both ways. I agree with Andy, best team in football right now.
Just to make up with Eric, I'll go with his pick. I'll pick Baltimore with
you
the upset.
You don't have to do anything to make up with me, Fred.
Big upset.
My friend.
Upset for Baltimore.
Just like to point out, on this show, he's the boss, and he said what he said earlier, and then he lobbed me a joke for Eric and got angry when I didn't say it immediately. Come on. He's shaking his
make
hands like,
faster.
Come on. Gay joke here, now.
Let's see. These are two teams that I'm not certain of this year. Minnesota at Tampa Bay. I'm not sure how good
Tampa
either
Bay
one
by
of them
3.5.
I'm certain they both suck.
Minnesota at Tampa Bay.
Oh, no.
Big game here. Cadillac Williams back, right?
I think that's a great story, by the way.
If he walks off the field after the game's over. I just hope I don't see a tragic leg injury. I will go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win. Yeah. What's the spread?
3.5.
And cover. I'm not so sure on this game. I think that defense could get after Tampa Bay, but their defense is good, and I don't like teams that don't have quarterbacks, and that's what I have with the Vikings, so I'll pick the other team.
This is a bad game. I guess I have to go with Andy on this one. Tampa Bay both ways.
No, I think the Petersons are going to win this one.
No. St. Paul's has spoken. No.
I like Tampa Bay, but I agree with Fred. These are two teams you just don't really know anything about. They can look good one week and really, really bad another. I'll take the home team, and I'll take Tampa.
And Jim and
Tampa
Bob
Bay
and
myself. I'll take Tampa Bay both ways. Okay, still Bob, Sunday at 1. Oakland at Miami. Oakland at Miami.
Dolphins by 10.5.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Wow.
I will take the Miami Dolphins to win, and why not? I'll take them to cover over the dysfunctional Raiders.
I'll take Miami to win, but I got to take the points at Oakland. I'm still not sold on Miami being this team that can blow out the teams that's supposed to blow out. I don't think they've reached that level yet.
I agree with you, Mike. Miami to win, Oakland with the numbers.
Jamarcus Russell passed 200 yards passing for his
career. Yeah, I like Miami big I can't pick Oakland anymore. I've picked them too many times thinking, oh, that spread's too big.
Right.
They'll find a way to cover. They never do.
No,
they just never do. So I'll take the Dolphins.
Yeah, I got to take the Dolphins both ways here. And if the Patriots
mark that tape, Gary, because he does stink. He's got 300 yards midway or more than midway through his rookie year.
Who?
McFadden.
Well, yeah, you knew he was going to be.
Mark tape. McFadden stinks.
If the Patriots win and the Dolphins win, that sets up another big game for next week.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Huge. I mean, it's big either way, but you know, Dolphins are coming in rolling.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago at Green Bay. Chicago at Green Bay.
The spread that Gary has provided us is the pack by 3.5.
I think that's fair.
Sure. I will take the Packers to...
It was all the little permutations that he made back there to come up with that.
Win and cover.
All right over there, Eric?
Decent all-around football team. Orton, not enough to get it done.
Yeah, I agree. Regardless of who's the quarterback, I'm taking Green Bay both ways. Defensively, they should smother this team. So I think that's an easy one.
Mm. I'm going to take Chicago to win this outright.
Intra-division rivalry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think of this game exactly like that Tampa Bay Minnesota game. I don't know about either one of these teams yet. They're,
right.
Yeah, they're not good enough, and I'm just going to rely on the home team here. I'm going to go with Green Bay, but same kind of game to me. 3.5-point spread. I'm going to see if I can eke out a win with the home team.
Next game, I'm going to take Green Bay, by the way. next game.
Next game, I'm going to take Green Bay.
Houston at Indy. Now, how is Indy on a roll? Are they back?
No.
They're not back.
No.
They're lucky they've won all these
games. They've been good enough.
Yeah, they've showed a lot of heart. I don't know if they're back.
Look, they beat the Patriots. They beat Pittsburgh. I mean, they're knocking off good
Pittsburgh.
Teams.
They were losing that game, but they're not back. They win.
Now, I think the old Colts
would have killed both those teams because they would have put up points.
Roethlisberger won the game for them last week because if he doesn't throw that pick at the end of the first half, there's no way that the Colts come back and win that game.
And he admitted as much.
The Colts had – that was a good win. That's a win.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a
good
victory.
One of those Patriots
type wins.
Back
means classic Colts, and they're not.
Yeah,
back.
They're not. I don't think they are.
Their
either.
Defense well, isn't playing as well as it's ever Colts played, or
however,
their offense.
However, they have a very tough schedule, and it's lightening up a little bit here in the next. They have San Diego coming up, and then they have some more lighter games. So this is one of them right here. I think you have to win. Houston at Indy by 8, by the way. Colts by 8.
I will take them to win and cover. I won't feel all that confident about it because they seem to just play close games all year, and that's a relatively big number in their games. But they're the better football team, and if they're back, they win it.
Yeah, I take Indy both ways. I think they're making baby steps toward being
making
closer to what they want to be. They're never going to be classic Colts again, I don't think.
Not unless their offensive line suddenly
right.
develops.
Can still be good enough, and they should be good enough to beat Houston by more than 8.
What's USC ranked right now?
6, I think.
Okay.
Why?
Very relevant question.
Why? How? What are you doing?
He's watching Kuiper.
But
I don't know.
USC
let me
on the
just
screen
let's
anywhere.
Let's just get this aside out of the way. Don't get yourself excited, Fred. Because if everybody loses and then they get back into the picture, they will lose another game that they're not supposed to lose. That is what Pete Carroll does. So stop getting yourself excited.
Stop.
If everybody loses, if Texas Tech loses to Oklahoma, and then Oklahoma turns around and loses to someone like Oklahoma State, and then Florida loses to Florida State, and all of a sudden USC's back in the picture, they'll lose to UCLA like they did a couple of years ago.
Probably.
Like a 3-win UCLA team.
Probably.
Sorry for that aside.
Are you okay?
Yes.
You should have knocked his lights out.
Is Schaub, do we know about Schaub's status for this game?
That would be Fred's domain.
Do we know about Schaub?
Well, if he's checking NFL.com, yeah, we don't know
that's
anything.
That's not going to help me.
Well,
so then why do you go there?
Because
I can't just read them down in order that I have them.
Paul has all the games, too.
I'll take the Colts in this game. I don't really like the pick, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts, too, but I'm a little reluctant with that 8th point there, but I just figure if they're going to win, if I think they're going to win the game, then
they'll go for 2. Don't worry about it.
We have some breaking news on PFWinProgress.com. Not So Hot Amy has put a virtual pin in the map. Guess who her favorite PFW
Paul.
Guy is?
Paul. It's got to be Andy.
No, Hall of Fame Paul Perillo.
Yeah, well,
that's unfortunate.
That goes.
Of course, the ladies love Paul Perillo.
And that's why I signed my autograph with HOF.
LL Cool
after Saturday, Freddie.
Matt Schaub right now is listed as out with a knee.
He's trying to come up with something good for HOF.
He's awfully fat, but that's A instead of O.
But this doesn't make any sense. It's Thursday.
You're awfully dumb.
They don't have to list him out, right?
He's...
Do they have to list him out?
He's old and fat.
They have to list him as out.
Yeah. HOF, he's old and fat.
No, they don't.
But he's listed as out.
But if he's out, he's out.
He's out. Once they put you as out, you can't just come back and play.
That's why Eric's waited so long to become out.
So why not?
So going back in the
club. I don't know. I don't have any idea what his injury is, but, you know.
It says
I have no energy for this.
Yeah, but I don't know if he had like a.
Well, he's out.
He might have torn an MCL and been out a month. Is that his injury?
I don't know.
I think it might be.
Schaub is out.
So I feel better about my Colts pick.
So what's your pick on Indy?
Me?
Yeah.
Both ways Colts.
Me, Fred Kirsch.
St. Louis.
Me pick Colts.
St. Louis. Now we're into the 405 games. We got to hurry.
Thank God.
St. Louis at San Francisco. St. Louis at San Francisco.
It's a good game.
Niners by 6. You better hurry. We only have 13 minutes left to do the other 3 games.
I have 10.
I'll take the Niners to win and cover because they're at home. I don't know.
Yeah. All you can do with 2 bad teams is take the home team. Niners both ways.
Yeah. I'll go with that too.
Yeah,
Jackson's back.
Steven Jackson returning would let me to have some faith in St. Louis, but I'll take San Francisco. I'll never get these right anyway.
Wendy Nix.
No one cares anyway. They're bad games, bad picks.
What's the spread?
Six.
I'm going to take St. Louis.
Outright?
Yeah. Niners by six in this game? That's a bad spread.
Well, they just had a decent performance against Arizona, a better
their
football
coach
team
does
than
suck,
these
though.
And the Rams are a rudderless ship.
Right.
I'll take St. Louis both ways here. All right. Arizona at Seattle.
Yeah,
Arizona.
All that stuff about Jim Haslett's going to be rendered moot, huh?
Arizona by three.
When he doesn't reach the things he needed.
When he doesn't win three games?
Right.
Arizona by three.
Arizona at Seattle.
Ooh.
Matt Hasselbeck is returning, and I will take Arizona because they're a lot of fuzziness in my headphones. They're just the all-around better football team.
What are you doing?
I think
these
that's your mic.
Are just awful.
Oh, it's my mic now? I'm just sitting here talking.
It's my mic,
I can
too.
Hear it a little bit.
I
too.
Can hear it when you talk. It's like fuzzy all of a sudden. Now it's better.
A problem.
Now it's better.
Where's Doug Lane when you need
Arizona, him? Arizona, you taking?
Andy.
Arizona
both ways.
Yep, I agree with that.
Nothing else to say on that.
Paul?
I'm going to take Seattle.
Something else to say.
With Hasselbeck coming back, I think they might get a little bump from that. And Arizona, I think, a little lucky Monday night to come out of that with a win. They're feeling pretty good about themselves with a four-game lead coming off the Monday night game. Got to go on the road. I don't think they're mature enough to win. Taking a shot.
I think that's a good shot to take, but I'm going to take Arizona.
Yeah,
but not for me. It's
I lose again.
Loses again.
No, I
oh, no.
This might be a big week for you, Paul. There's a lot of disparity between what you and I pick. And if I have a bad week, you're going to have a very good week.
Yeah, if you haven't had one bad week yet.
Tennessee at Jacksonville. This could have been a big game. But
Tennessee
not so much
by three.
That's it?
Creed in three.
I'll take Tennessee to win and cover. This will not be the week that Tennessee lays an egg.
Agreed.
Who are they playing again?
Jacksonville.
At Jacksonville.
Frauds. Been frauds for 5 years.
Is that how long Del Rio's been there?
Just about.
Okay, because that's how long I'll agree with you.
I'll go
give or take a year or two.
I'll go with Tennessee.
Go with Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, this will be another upset for me. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Really?
Hey now.
These teams play. I think their styles lend themselves to each other. I think the first week of the season, it was one of those real defensive struggles. Admittedly, for Tennessee, that was mostly with Vince Young playing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little different with Kerry Collins. But I don't think the Titans are good enough to go undefeated, Fred. So you got to have to figure out where they're going to lose. This might be the one.
I'm right with you, Paul. I think this is the upset of the week. Jacksonville ends it for Tennessee this week. Put it in the bank.
Okay, so I won and one on those games that I went on.
Put it on the board.
Yes.
San Diego at Pittsburgh, Sunday 4:15.
Steelers by 4.5.
Steelers by 4.5. San Diego at Pittsburgh.
I'll take the Steelers to win and cover. I know both teams have been battling some different injuries, but I think San Diego's a fraud, and I think the Steelers are a legitimately tough football team that will beat up on them, and some of the softer San Diego players will cower as they lose.
The Battle of Frauds.
Cower?
I will take not Bill Cower.
Oh.
He says cower without the H.
Thought he was making a joke there.
Carpar.
I will take the Chargers both ways. I like what they can do against the secondary. Troy Polamalu will get play fake to death just like he did in the winning touchdown against the Colts because he's the most overrated player in the NFL. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'll take the overrated losers with the worthless quarterback.
All right.
I am going to take Pittsburgh to win the game and San Diego to cover. So we pretty much have the gamut here.
What's the number?
4.5.
I'll take Pittsburgh both ways in this game.
Good call, Fred.
Dallas at Washington. Dallas at Washington. This is the Sunday night game.
Dallas by 1.5. Romo is back.
I was going to say NBC breathes a sigh of relief getting Romo back for this game.
Well, I think they would have changed it if they thought he wasn't, right?
Yeah. What else could they have
gotten? Redskins, huh? Favored by 1.5?
San Diego at Pittsburgh. Better matchup than this.
I will take the Dallas Cowboys to get a boost from Romo coming back. This is going to be one of those fraudulent games where everybody's happy and they're singing their high tunes after the game. And Wade Phillips will say the ship is going the right way until next week when it isn't. And everybody's going to be happy. It's going to be a good game for them.
This game's at Washington?
That's correct.
Yeah, no. Dallas does not have the mental toughness to come there and win a game. I don't care who's that quarterback. I don't care if they have friggin' Roger Staubach. The team's a mess.
Wow.
Skins both ways. The
Parenti has spoken.
I agree with the mess part, but not for this week.
Romo's return makes the difference. Dallas wins outright.
I'm a little worried because a lot of my mindsets are right in line with Andy's, and Andy's 66 and 73.
Yeah.
But
You should know.
I think what Andy just said, everybody's going to say after this game, they've got it right. Romo's back. All is right in the world. Dallas has a lot of problems. This game isn't going to solve them, but they will win this game.
They're not all right. They got a lot of problems. I agree.
I think Washington wins this game. The Redskins come through. This is a big win for
Fred.
The Redskins.
Don't give up on your Redskins.
Plus, it's just so much more fun if Washington wins and you get to listen to everything coming out of Dallas for a week. That'd be great. Monday night, Cleveland at Buffalo.
Buffalo by five.
Two teams going in the same direction.
And that's not a good
one. The wrong one.
Yep. Down the toilet.
This is a bad game. Two teams that stink. I have no interest in. I guess I'll take the home team just because they're the home team.
Yeah.
I agree with Andy. Buffalo's a better team than that. Let's be honest. They're better.
But I don't
than
know
Cleveland.
If they're playing
Cleveland's
any better.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think they're both playing pretty.
Come back at home,
football.
Monday night football. It's a good environment. Granted, it didn't work against the Patriots last year, but I'll take them anyway.
I'm gonna go with Brady Quinn in this game. You get the win.
He had a so-so game last week in Cleveland.
UFC 91.
I'm going to take Buffalo, but for Andy's reason, home field. I don't think Buffalo's any better team than Cleveland. I think they're two teams really heading the wrong direction. But from a talent perspective, I actually think Cleveland has more. But I'll take Buffalo being at home.
I think the Cleveland Browns like their coach. I think they played hard for him. They're not just not that good. I think Buffalo wins, but Cleveland covers. Okay, so that leaves us with one game left. That's tonight.
Do you understand any of that? Or is it just too late in the show?
Okay.
Just keep moving. Late in the show.
It was their own players that said they quit on him, anybody else.
But they like Romeo. They feel bad about that. How can you not
like quit on him, but I feel bad about it.
How can you not like, well,
I love Romeo. You know
admit that you did your coach wrong. So now they're going to make up for it. They're going to play hard, but they're just not going to be able to get over the hump.
Because they stink.
Patriots by three.
Patriots by three tonight.
This is a tough one because I think it's going to be a very tight game. I think it is going to come down to the end. I think somebody's going to make a play and somebody's going to make a mistake in the fourth quarter. So I guess to be consistent, I'll take the Patriots to win and Jets to cover. Wish I had another half point there. On the TV show, I said 23-21, so I'll stick with that type of prediction with a very close game and the Patriots pull it out.
Thanks for that, by the way. One team will make a play in the fourth quarter. Thanks. I'm going to take the Patriots both
ways. Or it could be over by then.
Very well could. I doubt it will. Again, I agree it's going to be a tight game. I'm just going
to
go.
But neither team will make a play in the fourth quarter, according to Mike.
No, I said my point is that's obvious.
You just woke the sleeping giant.
Yeah, the sleeping idiot.
Giant head.
Sleeping
I will take.
The sleeping idiot.
I will take the Patriots, who will win by four.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
The death stab.
Good
from
guess.
Eric, you know that
good
I don't guess. Do that.
Uh-huh.
It's automatic. When you speak, it plays on its own.
Uh-huh.
Patriots will win this game, Fred, but it's not going to be easy. I agree with Andy. It's going to be a tough one, tight one. I think they're going to cover, however. But it'll be, I think, a late cover. I think that might be a very tight game, and maybe they get a late score to get them the spread.
I agree. I'm right with you there. I think Patriots win, but it's going to be a tough game, late cover. So Patriots both ways. So that's it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We got
switch whenever he wants now. Huh?
We got a big game tonight.
He goes by his clock.
It's a long close. We have a big game tonight.
Clock. What?
Long close. You only have one close, and it's see you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday.